I think they like you, Steve.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Have no place to go. Have no place to go, darling. Goodbye, baby. Yes, I'm going.
6:09 on the Steve Cochran Show. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the program. It's going to be 60-plus degrees today, Dave. 60-plus.
Well, Tom Skilling was saying last night that we're behind the number of 60s we had in February last year.
I remember it being nice toward the end of February and the beginning of March, and then all of a sudden it just, you know, it all went upside down again. I always say, what, March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb, but it was kind of the opposite last year. I think it's going to be that way this year, too, because snow on Friday.
Snow on what's Friday or Thursday?
Thursday night into Friday.
We can always blame the groundhog.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Gotta
groundhog.
Blame the groundhog.
Give me a break.
I have a little sympathy for the groundhog, Mary. He's got a tough job.
He screws up every year.
Okay, well, he's not trained.
So who do we blame? Do we blame Punxsutawney or Woolly? Well, they both saw their shadows this year.
Right.
But who do you do? Do we go with Phil or Willie?
It's a tough choice.
I blame Steve.
Yeah. Shh.
Steve or Steve Cochran?
No, Cochran.
We'll blame you.
Okay, yeah, let's blame
no,
Steve.
No, Grzanich. Can't blame Cochran for that.
No, I'm blaming Cochran.
I'm telling him.
Let's blame Cochran.
Steve, Dave is blaming you because the weather is bad. I say we just blame Grzanich.
He started talking about playing golf last week, and that upset the gods.
Yeah, but the golf show was just in town, so maybe the gods are aligned with
Steve
the golf.
Steve appears to have just
well,
brought
trouble
donuts.
You're doing, so. That wasn't my fault. I mean, you know, you just
yeah,
get on a plane
okay,
and
well,
go
wait,
somewhere.
I was asked whose fault it was, and you were the first name that popped into my mind.
See, I said the groundhog, and Ennett said you.
Wait, what's wrong with the weather? I don't understand.
Well, it's going to be 63 degrees today. There's a chance for snow Thursday into Friday.
Well, it is February.
With accumulation.
Right?
I know. You know, it happens
it's
every
almost
year.
March.
It happens
couple
every
days.
Year.
You know, March comes in like a beaver and goes out like
right.
John Belushi. Or
we're saying that too, yeah.
All right, coming up, kids. By the way, welcome back to...
Thanks.
When are you going to New York? Is that today?
Tonight. Yeah. What are you laughing at?
Just something. You're obviously laundering money or something. There's something going on. Let's see. Coming up on the program later on, Patrick Collins.
Mm-hmm.
And who else? Tinos?
Your friend Tinos Diamantis is back.
Okay. Am I missing anybody?
Maybe. Maybe. We were efforting Patrick Fitzgerald, former U.S. attorney, as well.
He was in last year.
He was in last year. He might be in court this year. So he's
we'll blow it off.
He's on the fence right now. We're going to find out in about a half an hour.
We'll blow it off.
But his partner, Patrick Collins, will be in here as well.
Did you mention Kristen from the American Lung Association?
I haven't gotten to that yet, but that will
we're
be right at the end of the show.
Stand by.
Sorry.
Match game later for a Monkeys tickets.
Woo-hoo.
And every morning at 7:20 until the primary, we're going to do a Make America Vote Again update.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have a jingle for it.
Cool.
Musical director John DeCoste will be in.
Nice.
And we'll talk about that. All right, at 6:11, let's do the top six.
From the Steve Cochran Auditorium in the lovely Sunrise Hotel, it's time to get your kicks.
Get your kicks.
Your kicks. Get your kicks.
With the top six at six, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men.
To make sense of a just completely nonsensical situation and to honor Commander Paul Bauer, Mayor Rahm Emanuel wants state gun control approved, including a new bill named for Commander Bauer. He urged state lawmakers and Governor Bruce Rauner to approve a series of gun control bills and called on the public to hold officials' feet to the fire this week. In upcoming elections, the legislation will ban high-capacity magazines and increase the penalties for unlawful use of body armor. It has been named the Commander Paul Bauer Act. The thing that the NRA has been successful in, probably more than anything else, is they've changed the line. The line has been moved where absolute ridiculous things like this bump stock legislation seem like a big deal.
Right.
They're not a big deal. They're a nothing. And the NRA wants credit for the bump stock legislation to go through so they can go, well, we did the bump stocks. We're not doing anything else.
Right. Right.
So that's really the brilliance of their incomprehensible, repulsive strategy to just make as much money as you can over dead kids.
Eddie Johnson will be in Springfield testifying today. It's going to go before the House committee today as well. The portion, as you say, that bears the fallen commander's name will ban anyone who's not law enforcement from buying or owning a bulletproof vest. And also, Steve, it will require background checks for dealers and their employees and training to prevent straw purchases.
It's just obvious.
It's very
completely obvious. Next, the Supreme Court's divided over Illinois organized labor. Could affect 5 million government workers. The justices heard arguments in a challenge of an Illinois law that allows unions representing government employees to collect fees from workers who choose not to join. So, in other words, you would have to join the union. And have to pay the fees, even if you don't want any of the benefits of the union.
Mm-hmm.
The unions say the outcome could affect more than 5 million government workers in 24 states in the District of Columbia. We'll see now. And we're all union members, by the way.
We're
all union members on the show. I have no issues with unions, but I have issues with the management of unions misrepresenting the people that pay the dues.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
And if you want to be someone who works somewhere and that company is willing to hire you, I don't believe you should have to join the union.
Yes.
AR-15s, bump stocks, banned at DuPage Sportsman Show. Gun foes plan a protest. An outdoor sporting group agreed not to raffle off or allow the sale of AR-15s at the Sportsman Show Sunday at the DuPage County Fairgrounds. It's a good thing.
It is a good thing, absolutely. They had a rally out there yesterday in front of the fairgrounds.
Quack.
Quack.
U.S. Army vet and a green card holder with felony drug conviction has been denied an opportunity to see his doctor, and he's now been placed on a suicide watch. His name is Miguel Perez Jr. He's 39, was placed in solitary confinement at a detention center in Kenosha County, where he's been held while his lawyer and supporters work to keep him in the country. This is the ugly side of the immigration situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody that fought for the country and has a green card but is not a legal citizen.
Right.
You know, what do you do? Again, this individual pick them up and send them back is not what President Trump promised. What he said was he'd get the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with taking people who are not legal citizens and go, okay, immediately back of the line, and you're going to check in with us regularly, and you're going to follow the law, and you're going to do this, and you're going to do that until you're actually eligible for citizenship. But taking people who have not committed any crimes, who've lived here for a long time, and saying, you got to go and get out right now. Round up the criminals. Pick up the criminals.
He's also, just so you know, too, he's also been moved to solitary confinement in part because he's in the third week of a hunger strike, too. So they're monitoring his blood pressure and his vitals as well.
Actress, quack.
Quack.
Actress Stacey Dash, you know who she is?
Wasn't she in Clueless? Yeah.
She is a staunch conservative, or at least a staunch Republican. And she's running for Congress in California. Clueless star and former Fox commentator filed paperwork Monday to run in California's 44th district, currently represented by a Democrat named Nanette Berrigan. The only reason we bring this up is because Stacey Dash wasn't Clueless. Next. Blackhawks did some things yesterday at the trade deadline. Ryan Hartman and Tommy Wingles were moved. Hartman was traded to Nashville to the Predators, along with a fifth-round pick in this year's draft for first- and fourth-round picks in the draft this year. And then we also get 6'5", 214-pound Victor. Is it Edsel?
Edgesel.
Edgesel. So it's the Swedish form of the old car?
Yes, exactly. Yes. Right.
Wingles, meanwhile, goes to the Bruins for a conditional fifth-round pick in the 2019 draft. This happens in all sports. I'm just never a fan of trading people that are playing as a professional for people that maybe will play as a professional someday. It just seems like the risk is always on the side of the draft pick people. So we take on the risk.
It's like playing the stock market, kind of.
Yeah. So, but the Hawks are looking to do a couple things here. Obviously, create some salary cap room going into next year, be in the free agent business, and retool after this incredibly disappointing season that they've had so far.
And how about Ryan Hartman now? He's a local kid who goes from last place to first place and could end up winning a Stanley Cup this year.
Yeah, but for the bad guys.
For the bad guys.
That's the too bad thing.
Yeah.
There was a big deal made out of something Jonathan Toews said yesterday in some sports media, which was not a big deal. Jonathan Toews said, I don't entirely understand it. He was very complimentary about Ryan Hartman that said, but management, I'm sure, knows what they're doing. That was played off in headlines like it was a complete coup in the dressing room.
Oh, no.
It's not what Jonathan Toews said, and there doesn't appear to be any problem with Jonathan Toews suddenly going rogue. It's just a comment that he made.
We've all been waiting for that to happen for the last 10 years.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Jonathan Toews losing it.
Yes.
There you go. That's your top six at six.
That's it!
That's all today for the top six at six.
No more!
Sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I've been stuck in motion, moving too fast. I'm trying to catch a moment, but it slips through my hands.
623, John DeCause is here. We're efforting trying to fix the text machine, our text wang dang doodle machine. We have a text program we use here, which has now been down for a week and has not been fixed. And I plan on, I'm just scheduling this now. I just want to, just everybody want to add this to their schedule. At 10:05, I plan on my head exploding as to why this has not been dealt with. So I would love to take your texts, but right now we're in our eighth day of trying to rescue this show as the hostage it apparently is to this major technological problem we're having.
I'm writing this on the agenda. 10:05 head.
Have you tried to
exploding.
Hit it?
And will the head explosion happen in the rage room, or will that happen here?
No, I plan on the rage room being wherever I am at 10:05.
I don't get it because I think I'm getting texts up here.
Oh, you can get texts. They're just from 12 hours ago.
Yeah. I got one at 6:17, I believe.
Well, how would your text be fixed and this wouldn't be fixed down here?
I don't know.
You're trying to get my head exploded right now.
I'm going to explode your head, but I was having trouble yesterday.
Wait 3.5 hours before you let your head explode.
I just got a text that said it will be fixed soon.
Who sent it?
Ben.
Oh. Maybe mine's in the wrong year.
It could be the wrong year.
Says 2018.
Because I just now I'm up to date. Look at you. Look at you. It literally, I rebooted it and it just gave
up. Look at that. Amazing.
Oh, it's a miracle.
I just got a text that Steve reboot.
IT was ready to come down there and explode your head.
Yeah. Well, it was going to come close. Very, very close. So I was talking to John DeCause, musical director of the program this morning, about potential text question, and I think we got something.
Cool.
What was the phrase that came up about wearing clothes? You remember what I'm talking about?
Oh, gee. This is what you guys were talking about in the car?
When I said things men never say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I was dying to wear that again.
Yeah, I was dying. I'm dying to wear that.
Right.
So here's your text question. Phrases men never say. Okay? 312-981-7200. Texters, phrases men never say.
Along those lines, I bet you would never say to John or to Dave, what are you wearing today? Or what are you wearing for that event?
That's a good point.
Well,
I have done that.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you need to figure out if it's
a dress code.
Biz cash or casual.
But I tell you what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't say to Dave, oh, my God, that's adorable on you.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Although it might be to a
though
different
he
level.
May be adorable, wouldn't say.
You might want to know like a general apparel, are you wearing a tux or are you going to go casual? Say,
hey, Steve, but you wearing jeans?
But you wouldn't say, oh, are you wearing that blue beaded dress to him?
That would be odd if it was Dave.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought that what he was wearing was adorable? And just didn't want to say it.
So, there's been times. I'm not going to lie to you, Steve. There have been times. Been
I know
times
for a fact
like
I would
adorable.
Never use the phrase biz cash.
Yes, biz cash. Okay,
really?
Yeah, I would never use that.
Okay, edit.
Now, here's another phrase another phrase I don't like, but I have heard men use it, and I'm not happy about it. Hey, let's chat.
Yes.
Chat.
I never say chat.
Okay, here's another thing.
Chat,
that,
no.
I actually sent a text to our boss last night.
About chatting?
You want to chat in the morning?
Oh, boy.
So no, would you ever, good. And I know we've been through this whole thing where you guys, when you guys leave each other and you say goodbye, it's either the handshake or like the big bro hug where you just pat each other on the back super hard. But would you ever be like, love you? Love you.
Okay, I tell guys I love them. If I love them.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a few men in this world that I love that I'm not currently related to.
I was just going to say,
lifelong
not your
friends,
son.
Things like that.
Yeah, I think I think when you give me a kiss when I get in the car and then you...
that's not true, though I'm sure you've hoped it would be. 847, I love your shoes. Yeah, men don't say that. Men don't say
that's
that.
That's
see.
A good point.
815. Seriously, Bob, does this make my butt look big? Yeah, men don't say that. Men don't say that. So,
although I'd love it if you said that one time.
312-981-7200. Things men never say. Okay? Kid of the week coming up. It's 628. I'm going to try to avoid going through the litany of news out of Washington this morning because I am just so tired of it. Now, I'm telling you, I won't be able to ignore it all, but I'm going to try to ignore some of it.
Okay.
Which is why we're going to go to a break right now at 628 and 720 WGN. Text service 847. These are things men never say. I have to go to the potty. Who's coming with me?
You don't go in groups?
No. 847. I know I'm lost. Let's pull into that gas station and ask someone for directions.
Yeah, that's good.
Excellent.
You go on your phone, though.
Well, you don't need, yeah, you don't need to go into a gas station.
You don't need to look
not
for
anymore.
Directions. You'll find it.
And nobody in the gas station knows where to go either.
815. Who wants to get a petty?
Oh, my gosh.
Or a manny.
I meant to tell you guys, the other day I went and got a manny, and there were two guys, not together, there were two men in the petty chair. So you guys can get a petty. It's hip now.
773. Karen, have you seen my yoga pants? 815. Things men never say. God, I am bloated.
You guys are lucky.
Extension of that, I would say from the 630, and this is just because I'm familiar with the 630. I may have texted this in moments ago. Oh, I should not have had dessert.
That's true. That's
you never really see men good. Sitting around regretting a meal.
No.
Instead, they just open up their belt and burp.
Well, try it. It's a good system.
This is good.
All right. So anyway, that is the text question. Things men never say. 312-981-7200. And of course, we'll follow this up with things women never say at some point.
We don't say any of these
idea.
Things.
Yeah.
We say all of them.
The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Every week, Kid of the Week, it's a way for you to honor kids doing great things. Because there's way more good news about kids than there is bad. Boy, we've seen that in the last couple weeks from the travesty of Parkland and these amazing kids who may finally be the tipping point in a change in gun laws in this country. You see it all the time. As a matter of fact, there was a teacher, I think I put this on LinkedIn last night. There's a teacher in Ohio. She's only 24 years old. She was born with CP, and she's in a wheelchair. And this is her first year teaching at this particular school. And they were doing a drill for potential shooters and what they would do, you know, have the safety drill in school. And she was petrified because she wants to be able, as an adult, even though she's only 24, as an adult to be able to protect these kids, but she's in a wheelchair. So she went in and to talk to the kids about this drill that was coming up. And she was trying to explain that she'll do everything she can. And somebody in the class presented her with a letter that everyone in the class had signed. And they said, we've already figured out what we're going to do. We're going to carry you out.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, she busted into tears, as you would expect she
would. Oh, my God.
And these, I think, were middle schoolers.
What about you good kids?
Younger kids. Anyway, kids, the good news is what you ought to be focused on, and we hope you will, Kid of the Week. And simply go to the Kid of the Week information at WGNradio.com. Just search it. Search it from the Steve Cochran page. Just search in general. You're good to go. Anna Breitbarth, I believe, is on the phone. Anna, good morning.
Good morning.
Breitbarth, yes?
Yes.
You are a junior in school?
Yeah.
Lincoln Way East. Dave, is that the Flying Horned Frogs?
I don't believe Lincoln Way East is the Flying Horned Frogs. Hmm. That is one of the Lincoln Ways.
Lincoln Way East. What is Lincoln Way East? What are you guys?
The Griffins.
The Griffins. Ah, yes, from Family Guy.
Like, Toomey's kids went there.
To Lincoln Way East?
Yeah.
Oh, in Frankfort.
Down near New Lenox.
What do you want to do when you get out of school? You going to go to college?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go into somewhere in the math department.
And are you going to be stay in the area? Are you going across the country? What do you think?
I'll probably leave the state, but not go too far.
Yeah, it's nice to be close to home, but still have some distance, right?
Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal with Anna. Anna won the equivalent. You know, you'll hear all the time about Eagle Scouts. But does anybody know what the Girl Scout highest award is? Anyone?
No.
Anyone?
No.
Don't.
I used to know this. It's somebody's name, I think, isn't it?
It's the Girl Scout
Marian?
Gold Award.
Oh, I thought it was the Marian Award or something.
Am I right about this, Anna? This is the highest award, isn't it?
Yeah.
And how do you get it?
You have to do a service project that is lasting in a community.
And in your case, what was your project?
I organized an event and helped make blankets for the foster children.
Foster children in your area?
Yeah.
So these blankets, these are fleece blankets?
Yeah.
How do you know how to make a blanket? Do you go online? Do you YouTube it? What's your blanket skills?
It's really not that hard. You just need two pieces of fleece, and then you cut it up and make some knots.
Okay, well, there you go.
How long does it take to make one of those?
Maybe 20 minutes.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And you made what? How many have you made?
I made 28.
That's a lot of blankets.
Yeah.
28 blankets, a lot of blankets. You also are National Honor Society, POMS, Madrigals, Tri-Music Honorary Society, School Music and Yearbook. Do you play an instrument?
No, I sing.
Okay, what do you sing? What's your specialty?
I sing soprano.
You want to do something right now for us?
I'll pass.
Oh, not so much right now? Okay, I understand. We've had several people recommend you, but specifically Winnie, is it Nyhus? Winnie Nyhus?
I think so.
Yeah, Winnie Nyhus. Is that one of your teachers?
No, she was one of the workers that I worked with the organization.
Got it. Well, listen, I know it's early. I appreciate you getting up. I know you don't like to brag about yourself, but we're just glad to call you Kid of the Week this week.
Thank you.
All right, we have prizes. Hold on.
Thanks, Anna.
She was thrilled to be on the show.
I know. Yeah.
Thrilled. She got blankets to make.
Yeah.
She didn't need to be talking to us.
You know what? All these kids are so modest. They're like, yeah, okay. You know, just part of a day's work.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Breitbarth, 16 years old from Lincoln Way East High School in Frankfort. Did Mike Toomey's kids, did they get in a lot of trouble in school?
No, they made blankets.
They made blankets as well.
It's a thing they do.
I didn't realize that. Is it the Lincoln Way East Blankets, Dave? Is that what it is?
I believe that's correct, yes.
Well, good for Anna. Thanks for that, and congratulations, Kid of the Week. Joe is running the show this week. Joe, what are the prizes we're giving away?
Let's go with a Lou Malnati's gift card.
A Lou Malnati's gift card, and throw in an app gift card, too.
That sounds great.
All right. App Electronics, ABT, AppElectronics.com, and LouMalnati's.com.
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
$6.50, before we get back to your text and things men never say, the deputy, the school resource officer in Florida, he is saying not only was he not a coward, he did exactly what he should have done. This is the guy that took a position outside the school that his boss called out as ridiculous and embarrassing and awful. He resigned his post, but has now come forward and said that he thought the shooting was coming from outside, and he took a position outside, a defensive position outside, for that reason. And even when he heard the shots, he did not know the shots were coming from inside. So, again, the internet gets up every morning and can't wait to be angry about something. Mm-hmm. And as soon as the internet gets angry, they want to tell you how angry they are, and it spreads like wildfire. I don't know if this guy froze. I don't know if this guy was good at his job or bad at his job. But he deserves to be hurt. And there deserves to be an investigation.
Yes.
And the fact that his boss threw him under the bus is one thing. But we can't necessarily assume that his boss was right either.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, now you're right, though. He does deserve to be heard. Because, obviously, he's coming under fire. He resigned. He said he thought it was from the outside.
He's being painted as the greatest coward in the country.
Right.
That's a big deal after 30 years. And he deserves all the flack in the world if indeed he froze and didn't do his job. But all of this circles back to the central point here, and this is why arming a bunch of civilians, whether they've been trained or not, is a terrible idea inside a school. We were talking about this yesterday. There will be another school shooting. As horrific as that sounds, there will be, because we haven't fixed anything. We haven't started to fix anything. And there is no ultimate perfect cure, but we've done nothing. So when that school shooting happens again, in your teaching art class, and suddenly you've got to put down the paints and go to wherever your gun is locked up and remember your combination or where your key is to the gun safe, and then get the gun out of the safe, and then take a position where you can shoot the shooter or go find them. It's a ridiculous premise. And in a live firefight, which thankfully I've never been in, but I've certainly talked to hundreds of people who have through the years, military guests, cops, whatever, not only do you not know what you would do, you in all likelihood would duck and cover and be of no good to anybody, and then maybe get shot by the cops when they arrive because you're somebody else with a gun.
Right. Well, they're not sure. Obviously, they're walking into a situation. They're not sure who has the gun and who doesn't. This kid in Parkland, Florida, blended in with the students running out.
Is it fair to ask, would it be fair to ask, why would you resign first and then defend?
Yeah, I think it's a fair point to ask, but we don't know. Maybe he is exactly as he was portrayed. Maybe he completely blew it. Or maybe he's the guy that took a position up outside because he thought the shots were coming from outside. Or maybe, in all likelihood, the truth is in the middle somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
Yesterday, President Trump took the position. And by the way, he's called this guy a coward without meeting him, without knowing anything about him. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, President Trump said that he believes he would have run in even without a weapon.
Right. And did you see David Axelrod's retweet of that? He said, bone spurs notwithstanding.
Yeah, well, he'd limp, you know, because he couldn't actually run. He'd actually limp. I mentioned yesterday that maybe he'd take a golf cart and the caddy would be armed. but the fact of the matter is, there's probably nothing more cowardly than trying to take advantage of a situation that you weren't involved in and talk about how brave you might have been.
Right.
It's just, frankly, it's embarrassing. Texters, listen to your text question of the day, and we will get to the flip on this, but your text question of the day is things men never say. Things men never say. 815. Not tonight, honey. I have a headache.
Oh. We wouldn't say that either.
Dave?
312. Hey, Steve, did this Speedo make me look fat? If you're in a Speedo, don't ask me anything. Just walk away.
Would you ever turn to, say, John or Dave, though, and say, hey, how does this look?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. No.
You?
I would.
No. No. I mean, unless you're in a clothes store buying clothes. In that case, generally, you go, you think? I don't know. That's about as deep as a conversation gets when you're buying a new suit or you're having something tailored.
Yeah, but that would mean you'd have to shop together, and it probably wouldn't happen.
Well, we'd be talking to the professional, not each other.
Right.
Yes, well, that's probably true.
But once the guy is doing the tailoring and he's putting chalk near your naughty bits, I mean, you know, it's not a chalkboard,
no.
Giuseppe. I don't know why his name is Giuseppe.
That's what makes
me laugh. He's a little Italy.
Why? Why is it
there was
Giuseppe?
A lot wrong with that.
Yes.
Yeah, it really was. Things guys don't say. Hey, if we go now, we can get the Clinique Cosmetics free gift with purchase. Yes.
That is fantastic. It's like you wait for bonus days.
No, I don't get that.
She just said something men never say. Oh, my God, let's wait for bonus days.
Right.
Makeup's expensive.
Right. But
eyes lit up when you said that.
I have walked into department store cosmetics departments with my wife, and she said, we got to go get the Clinique free gift.
The bonus. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, really?
Okay.
Buy something you don't need so you could get something free.
That's our mantra.
Now, if Dick's Sporting Goods had that, I'd be all over it.
Free sleeve of balls.
847. I cannot do anything with my hair. Ugh.
Bad hair days.
Let's see. I love this. 630, things men never say. A couple's baby shower, fantastic.
Okay, wait. Women don't say that either, because those are awful.
Oh, I don't know.
No,
you guys
serious.
Invented it.
I don't like
that. Yeah, you invented it.
815. What's different about your hair? All I know is it looks great.
Oh, dear. That's so good.
Although that being said, every time I get a haircut, you guys are always very complimentary.
Well, yeah, because you're the girl.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and it does look good.
As long as you tell us ahead of time that you got one.
Yeah, right. I noticed, Dave. I know.
Dave,
I know
you knocking do. It out of the park blind. This morning. This is so good.
847, men never say, honey, hurry up. Gilmore Girls is about to start.
I think there's someone on the staff who does.
Nick DiGiulio.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And someone else watches The Crown.
Well, The Crown's not a girl show.
Yeah. What's wrong with
it's not a girl show.
It's, it's historical.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Margaret Thatcher. 815. Honey, you relax. I'll do that poopy diaper.
Yeah.
No, I mean, some men say that.
I've done that.
Yeah. Now, I'd be lying if I didn't say when Lauren, my daughter-in-law, got home yesterday, I wasn't thrilled with the fact that Abigail hadn't pooped all day. That was probably a win for me. 630 phrases men won't say, you have to let me borrow that.
Unless it's like a golf club, maybe.
No, we wouldn't say that even then.
Do you guys borrow any form of clothing from anyone?
No.
Not
unless there's been an accident.
A tie.
A hat, or if there's been an accident.
There you go.
Yes.
I borrowed a belt. I was on a road trip, and I had forgotten to pack a belt.
Dude, can I use your belt?
I hope at least you felt bad about it.
I hope the other guy's pants didn't fall off.
Well, no, he had an extra.
Oh, okay.
Who carries an extra belt?
Really?
Could pack an extra belt.
Yeah, but why? You had a lot of belt incidents on the road?
I'm just glad he did.
708, men never say, I just want to be held.
Oh, I bet you guys have said that.
Nope.
DeCause, come on.
Probably not.
708, things men never say, love that outfit.
Not with all those loves.
I was going to say, that's a little, that might be over.
It takes the inflection.
Yeah.
You know, it's really the key. A couple more. 847. Guys never say, oh, God, bat wings. I have got to do something about my underarm flap.
Bat wings.
Bat wings.
406. Honey, what time is figure skating on again? 773. I don't know. Which one has more cup holders?
Oh, yeah. Although you might do that. You bring the Diet Cokes in the car.
Yeah. Yeah, but I wouldn't buy a car based on the number of cup holders. 847. Things men never say. Oh, stop it. Tickles.
Really?
I have.
I can't say I've never said that.
Really? No,
I think I've never said that once
again.
Listen, sometimes you could be too revelatory.
Or if they're getting a pedicure.
And 870, I should not have had that third beer. Mm-hmm. Anything's possible now.
That's funny.
All right, things men never say. 312-981-7200. After 7 o'clock in studio, Matt Brawley's going to be in here. Matt is a guy who kind of fell into politics. And now he's been endorsed by a major newspaper. Is this the new wave that Trump created? We'll find out. At 7 o'clock, we'll come back with the news. Before we get to that, on 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
11 after 7 in downtown Chicago, where you are, adjust accordingly. Matt Brawley's here. I met Matt at the American Society of Civil Engineers dinner because I like to hang with the nuts that go to that thing. And Matt, you're an engineer by trade.
Yes, sir.
For who?
I work for V3 Companies.
And what are you guys working on now? Specifically.
You know what? I'm working on a lot less right now.
Yeah.
I'm working part-time, actually, so I can run for Congress.
Right. And that's what Matt is doing in what district?
The 14th Congressional District, western suburbs of Chicago.
Up against?
Republican Randy Holcren is the current congressman.
Right. Now, this is the primary. You're a Republican.
I'm a Democrat.
You're a Democrat.
Yes.
But the primary is coming up on March 20th. We're trying to get everybody to jump in.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a primary opponent?
Yes. There are 7 people. So there's more Democrats running for Congress than ever before in history. There's 7 people that are running in this race. And so that's why we're working hard every day.
And before you get to Holcren, you've got to win that. And you got a nice endorsement yesterday.
Yeah, we earned the Chicago Sun-Times endorsement.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, definitely. That was a really great panel discussion that we had out there. Really kind of goes along with the really nearly unanimous support we're seeing locally from local people, local organizations who know this district are getting behind our campaign.
So what are you telling the folks in the district? What do you want to do?
Well, I mean, replace Randy Holkern, first thing.
Well, that would be the
oddly
win.
Enough, I ask that at every meeting, and that's the first thing people say is that, well, my most important issue is replacing Randy Holkern.
Okay, but you can't just get there and sit and go, wow, no, cool office. So what are you going to do when you get to D.C.?
So being an engineer, I think one of the, and I did this in Montgomery, one of the things that we can do is, it's a low-hanging fruit and very important, is fund our infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So I brought in our infrastructure report card for Illinois today.
I guess it's not good.
It is. I don't have good news for you today, Steve.
Give me a couple of points.
Yeah. So the just looking at our roads in Illinois are rated a D. So anytime you're getting,
I'm surprised they're that high. Yeah. Quite honestly, with all the potholes.
Well, it's graded on the curve.
I'm telling.
Yeah.
You.
Anytime so you're a D, you're doing something wrong.
We get a D statewide.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And who determines the grading?
The ASCE.
So you guys who know engineering, because this is your gig.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just potholes, though.
No. I mean, it goes way beyond that. I mean, they rated 10 different categories from aviation, wastewater, ports.
What about bridges?
Let's see here.
What do we get in bridges?
Our bridges are a C.
I would have thought that'd be lower too. A C is not good.
No, it's not. I don't think we want to strive to be in the C area or D area. We would like to see that higher. So,
as an engineer, what's your biggest area of concern when you look at a report like that?
We don't take this seriously, you know, and that's kind of why I brought this in today is the engineers care about this, and we do a good job of shopping that around to our elected officials. But in Springfield and nationally, we're not taking this seriously. We need to be funding our infrastructure. We haven't raised a dedicated tax for this, the gas mm-hmm. tax, in 20 years, in either here or federally. And it's a shame.
I completely agree with you. I'm surprised. Well, I guess not so much, but I know the infrastructure bill was what this administration had mm-hmm. said early on. We're going to pass an infrastructure bill. I don't think people realize that. Obviously, we all use cars and trains and buses and planes and everything to get to work, to get anywhere these mm-hmm. days. So, why isn't it more of a priority?
Well, let's be honest. I mean, we're hypocrites. As a public, we don't want to pay any more for gas, but we don't want to drive over a pothole and rip out the undercarriage of our car. We don't want to fall through a bridge that collapses somewhere. We don't want a farmer to do the same somewhere downstate. But I don't really want to pay another quarter in a gas tax. I mean, we got to suck it up. We got to go, do we want improvements or don't we? And if that means $2.50 gas becomes $2.75 gas, then that's what it is.
Yeah, and that's kind of the argument we made in Montgomery to fund our roads. We actually put a referendum out to the voters. They approved a sales tax increase. They actually included a property tax rebate for them. So they get a check from us, and we've spent $2 or $3 million a year now on our roads every year, which is a drastic improvement. Now we have a dedicated funding stream.
Now that's in Montgomery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For our roads.
Right, right.
Yep.
It doesn't mean you're the mayor in Montgomery, we should say.
Yes.
It doesn't mean it's being replicated around the state. Now, you live in the city.
Right.
What are city streets like?
Oh, terrible. Mm-hmm. Terrible. I mean, they really are. Any side street you go down, they put in these ridiculous speed bumps on most of the side streets now. They're like speed humps, mm-hmm. and then they're starting to deteriorate now, too. So then you're getting potholes at the end, or chips are in the road at the end of there, too. Any road you drive on, even if you drive in the Kennedy, mm-hmm. there's potholes or the Eisenhower.
So are you willing to pay another quarter?
Absolutely.
Yes. Steve, Dave, are you in for another quarter?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's two quarters.
I'm in.
If we're going to pay, but these taxes, you know, they go into effect like the plastic bag tax or the mm-hmm. bottled water tax. Mm-hmm. They just go into effect, you know.
But there's a lack. I think that what you're saying, though, in the big picture is there's a lack of believability that the money will be spent appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The tollways were originally, or I should say the lottery was originally going to fund education.
Right.
Did any of the lottery money go to education?
No, and the tolls were supposed to be obsolete by 1973, and that never happened either.
Yeah. So what faith do we have, whether it's a bright, young opinion like yours at going to D.C., it's going to get any better. How are you going to fix it?
So, you know, I was just thinking about the...
Are you going to take on the old guys?
Yeah. By working with them. Educating them as an engineer trying to find those solutions. The one thing here in Illinois, we passed that lockbox several years ago, so now transportation funding has to go to transportation. That was, again, one of the big...
Revolutionary idea.
Yeah, right. One of the biggest hurdles I had in Montgomery was just that they said, well, how do we know you're not going to take this and start building fancy buildings or doing what you want with it? And we're required by state law to only spend that on infrastructure, and people trusted that, and they went with that.
Trust is the key word here. because we have to trust that the people we're going to elect or the people we're going to reelect, though that's going to be less than ever this time around, are going to do the right thing. I love the idea that you would go to D.C. and you would say, listen, I don't know everything, but I know engineering. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So here's something I'd like to show you when it comes to engineering so we can work with it. Because I need you to be willing, we all do, to work with Republicans.
Yeah, absolutely. I think have a track record of doing that in Montgomery. But reality is, you know, you might not have all the answers, but let's start, especially with infrastructure. I get kind of frustrated with that because it's the low-hanging fruit.
It should have been the first thing that Trump did.
I know. And he found a way to even make that a partisan issue. You know, his plan, which I'm sure you've talked about here on the show, really puts the responsibility on the locale, like on my town, to raise a tax to fund, you know, I-88 or convert any road.
It's not going
to
happen.
No, it's not. And we did that to fund our own roads. And so I'd like to see a real transportation plan that comes with funding.
Did you always know you were going to run for office, or did something sway? Was it after the last election where you said, I'm doing this? Or at what point were you like, this is it, I'm running?
Yeah, that was personal, more personal. I tell the story often. Was my daughter came home from school. She was 5 at the time, and she said to me, you know, Donald Trump's our president, but he hates me because I'm Mexican. Oh. And he wants to build a wall to keep me from my grandma. And that's when I knew that we needed to watch and hold him accountable. And our current congressman has done just the opposite.
We're going to put you through the Ballotpedia machine in just a second as we talk about how people can find out and research their own candidates. So thanks for being our guinea pig.
All right. Let's do it.
Matt Brawley running for Congress. What's your website?
Brawley, the number 4, congress.com.
Brawley, the number 4. Congress.com.
Mm-hmm.
And
it.
You could donate safely online?
Absolutely.
Can you fix a road online? No,
nope.
You can't, which is why you need to win. Got some great text coming in. It's a funny audience.
Don't you dare wait until tomorrow. Just cast your vote to have a say. Get up and get out and fill out that ballot. Make America vote again today. Mava, vote today and tomorrow. Mava, come on, everyone. Mava, it's democracy, freedom. Do it right here and now. It means everything.
John DeCoste getting it done again with the vocal talents of Christopher DeCoste. That's the love theme from the Make America Vote Again campaign.
Mava.
We got these really cool hats, which I'd love to actually have one on my head and start giving away, but they haven't arrived yet.
Oh.
So we're hoping to get them before the primary. The Make America Vote Again hats, very, very limited edition.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Brawley's here. He is running for Congress. He was not involved in politics before he became the mayor of Montgomery. And he decided, you know what I love most about life? I love when people complain to me. So he said, now I want to take it to a national level. And by the way, your family must be very supportive.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I should say, my daughter hasn't quite made up her mind whether or not she's supporting me in the race.
Okay.
She flip-flops back and forth.
Once you get that endorsement, you're going to be gold,
that's
Jerry.
That's what I'm waiting for,
Yeah. All right, so we're going to run Matt through the Ballotpedia website in just a second. But before we do that, Andrea, I'm going to take you through this.
I love this site.
Okay. Go to Ballotpedia.com. I'm sorry, .org. Ballotpedia.org. It's spelled like ballot, followed by pedia.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because it's really a three-step process. The three-step process is, first, you want to commit that you're going to vote on March 20th in the mm-hmm. primary, right?
Yep.
And then what do people say? They go, well, I don't know who to vote for. I don't know. It's just negative commercials. How do I find more information? All right. You're on Ballotpedia now?
I am on it.
All right. To the right on the homepage, it says political coverage for your state. You see where I'm talking about there?
Yep.
Upper right-hand corner?
Illinois.
Yeah. Why not pick Illinois? That's where we are right now. And when you select Illinois, you're going to get Illinois on Ballotpedia in a list of 2018 elections. All right, so you can put your address in, search your elections by address. You can drop down to the bottom and get an actual sample ballot. And this sample ballot is a great way to do the research you want to do on the candidates. Because when you print your sample ballot, or even just loaded on your screen, you're going to see the candidate specific to your address that you have to vote for. So you can say, well, I recognize that name. I don't recognize this name. This is somebody I want to know more about. So here's where Matt Brawley comes in. We go to the search bar on the top of the page, and I type in Matt Brawley. And Matt, have you done this for yourself yet?
Yeah, I was just checking on my phone to make sure I did.
Okay. So we search Matt Brawley, who is, again, running for Congress, and I find out from Ballotpedia, he's a 2018 Democratic candidate seeking election to the U.S. House to represent the 14th Congressional District of Illinois. He's a civil engineer, first elected of mayor of Montgomery in 2013, and as of the time of the 2018 primary, Brawley was still in office as the mayor. In an interview with the Aurora Beacon News, he stated that he was running due to the distraction, or dissatisfaction, I should say, with sitting Rep. Randy Holtgren. Quote, he is silent at best or an accomplice in some of Trump's terrible policies at worst, and the quote goes on. Brawley's campaign website highlighted his background as an engineer. And your engineers by nature want to build and fix things. We can agree that if anything needs fixing, it's Washington, D.C. Also emphasizes his positions on health care, jobs, and taxes. Point being, Matt, this is a very concise, straight to the point, almost bullet pointed version of the things you've said in public and written about in relation to your policies. And this is replicated for every candidate running for every office in Illinois or nationally as well. That's why I love this website.
Yeah, this is incredible. And I'll go back to reinforce what you'd said. We've called 7,000 people in the district over the last couple of 8 weeks, and most people right now have no idea that there's an election or who's running.
Right.
So I think sending people this website is a great resource.
It's a
That's why Make America Vote Again is a big deal to us, because we'd like to do something crazy and actually get turnout over that 19% number that showed up in 2014.
It's a great history lesson, too, because if you don't know what district you're in, or I want to know what district you're in, you click and it tells you who your rep is, too. And then it's very simple. Blue dot is Democrat, red dot is Republican. So it's very simple to see the makeup.
And again, just scroll to the bottom. It says sample ballot lookup. You click on sample ballot lookup. You enter your full address, your zip code, and an email, and it'll pop your ballot. And you can take all the paperwork you want into the voting booth on March 20th. People get confused by that. They go, well, what if I don't remember my choices, or whatever the case may be? Cheat sheet. Take, this is a test. Take notes. Take notes in with you. But take the time to print your sample ballot, or at least look at your sample ballot, because there's hyperlinks on all of these names. And you can click on those highlighted names, and it'll tell you, just like we told you about Matt, everything you need to know. So, again, three-step process, right? I'm going to vote on March 20th. I'm going to print my sample ballot, and I'm going to click on those names on the sample ballot to research the people in each office, and then I'm going to know who I want to vote for.
Absolutely. It's simple. It's a great site to go to.
And it won't take long.
I like it. And you'll reinforce it with the hats when your hats come.
There you go,
well, we're hoping.
Which is important.
We're hopeful. Do you have any campaign swag?
You know what? I don't. We're saving all of our money.
We should get some sort of campaign swag. Maybe tiny bridges. Tiny bridges that you would build. A bridge to a better tomorrow.
You know, when I first ran for office, I passed out a winter fresh gum.
Oh, sure. Everybody likes
Brawley
gum.
For trustee, you know, providing a breath of fresh air for Montgomery.
Oh, see, that's nice.
It was super corny, but it worked.
See, there you go. Everybody likes free stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So as an engineer, I want to leave this discussion for now with this point. As an engineer, how would you grade Illinois' overall infrastructure?
With a letter, terrible.
I
mean, we're a D, yeah. Yeah, I think overall, the ASCE, who studied the data, is a C-. So, you know, the reality is we don't prioritize this. Did I tell you before that Chicago still has wooden water main in service?
I believe that.
No, I did not know that.
I believe that.
We have a piece of it in the office, so.
Oh, geez.
A wooden water main?
It's wooden, yeah. Hollowed out.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at the deep tunnel.
That seems like a problem because wood wears down after a period of time.
It does. Some of this is, and this is over 100 years old.
Water and wood. Uh-huh. It doesn't seem like a great combination.
The pipes under the homes in Chicago are archaic and whatnot. And the deep tunnel, too. I mean, I know that's had a bit of a renovation. So. Yeah.
Well, the multiples of the architecture in the city. We are in a historic building here, the Tribune Tower.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
We had a flood in this building. Well, two in a short period of time, but we had a flood in this building that knocked this show off the air, maybe intentionally. And the water was literally coming down the marble steps from, I don't know how many floors above.
At least seven.
Point being, the pipes in this building are as old as the building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So infrastructure for buildings is a big deal, but we got to make sure you can drive safely from here to there. Mm-hmm. We got to make sure the railways and the everything else related to flying and driving we're going to be okay. What do you guys think about you as engineers? What do you guys think about this O'Hare rehab project? Have you had a chance to look at it yet?
No, I haven't.
Actually. $8 billion.
$8 billion.
Yeah. That the airlines are mostly going to pay for, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think this is good, though, too. They're going to revamp. They're going to basically make Terminal 5, Terminal 2, and then revamp 1, 2, and 3 with wider runway, more runways and wider concourses.
Yeah.
They're also adding 1,000 more Sbarros.
And Cinnabons, right?
Yeah, and Cinnabons. Good luck, man.
Thank you.
It's always great seeing you. Yeah. Give them the website for your run again.
Yeah, we're Brolly, the number 4, congress.com. Check it out. I'd love to earn your vote.
Brolley, the number 4, Congress, and ballotpedia.org. Every day in the 7 o'clock hour at 7:20, we'll give you an update on Make America Vote Again. Thank you, Matt.
All right, thanks.
Back with the headlines next on 720 WGN. Ballotpedia. A lot of people asking about the website again. Ballotpedia. Did I say two T's? It's one T.
Yeah, it is one.
Ballotpedia. Ballotpedia.org. And the tabs are easy to find and start with your sample ballot lookup at the bottom of the page. Texters, the question is, things guys never say. Did you know Kohl's takes expired coupons? Things guys never say.
So does Bed Bath & Beyond, just by the way.
I have nothing to wear.
Do you guys use coupons? I'm just curious. Do you ever?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't try to pass off expired coupons at retailers, no.
We don't either.
My husband does.
847. I refuse to pick on your husband. 847. Honey, can I do the dishes tonight?
See, that's something I say every night. I do the dishes every night.
Aww. But why?
Because she cooks?
Well.
Is it therapy for you, Dave?
No, I don't know. I mean, what is
you're
doing
hoping
the dishes? It's putting the dishes in the dishwasher.
You hope to find a speck of kale that was left behind?
Once in a while.
I love this one. 708, things guys never say. I would love to visit your mom.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
708, we need to talk. Things men never say, 773. I love the first Sex in the City movie. The second one, not so much.
Yeah.
And 708, boy, Bob, you sure know how to twerk. Things That's guys true. Never say.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
It's 7:45. Anna DeVlantis this afternoon with Ro Dean on in about 20 minutes, but I've got my favorite Greek already here, and that's you.
Oh, I was going to say, I hope it's
me. Yeah. And
Tinos.
Andrea, tee up what we're doing now.
All right. Every year, the Hellenic Museum in Greektown hosts a mock trial, and we get some of the biggest names in city government and to be the lawyers and the judges and moderator and jurors on this trial. It's a huge turnout. We had to move it, actually. Last year, it was held at the Art Institute. That's where it'll be held again this Thursday.
Soldier Field next year.
And this year, it's the trial of Megacles. First it was Aphrodite, then it was the trial of the Parthenon marbles, and now this year we have our esteemed attorneys from either side who will be prosecuting and defending during this trial.
You want to introduce our attorneys?
Yeah, Tinos Diamantatos and Patrick Collins.
And welcome to both of you. How are you?
Morning, Steve. Thanks.
Well, by the way, Bob Mueller's coming in a few minutes, just so we can complete the circle here. Right. Tinos, what did the perp do in this case? What is the trial for?
So my client, Megacles, has unfortunately been wrongfully accused here. So there was an insurrection, and a gentleman named Kylon tried taking over the city of Athens and installing himself as the king.
So Kylon. What a Kylon move that is.
It was a Kylon move. It was unsuccessful, and he and his cohorts had taken up sanctuary in a temple. And in order to get him out, my client Megacles let him know that if he came out, he'd stand trial and not face the death penalty. And when Kylon emerged, he was ordered to be stoned to death by Megacles.
Patrick Collins, you don't quite see it this way.
Well, it was the typical bait and switch. Tino's tailed off at the end there because what he basically did was promise him if he came out, he would be treated fairly. He'd have a trial. And as soon as he came out with his arms up, he stoned him to death. Mm-hmm. And so
that's not right.
No, it's
that's not justice.
It's Tino's justice. but I Kylon, by the way, my client is, he's not just your average Joe. He was an Olympic champ, and we're not talking curling. We're talking, this is U.S. hockey sort of champ. He comes.
But counselor, is this a smokescreen, or does this have something to do with the case? Are you trying to build the character of this individual so I'll be duped as a jury member?
Well, precisely, said Steve. Precisely. but the idea of that you would be stoned without a trial. I mean, keep in mind, Megacles is supposed to be the vanguard of democracy.
Mm-hmm.
The Greeks love democracy, and this man Megacles is supposed to stand for all things democratic, small d. But yet he promises a fair trial, and instead it's lock her up and kill her, and without even a trial.
We don't need a lock her up chant. I can guarantee you that. No, we definitely don't need that. Do you anticipate a difficult case?
Well, when you're against Tinos with his throng of Greek adoring crowd, it's always a difficult case.
I think we can agree he's a handsome man and he smells good. Yeah. So you got that going for you as well.
Yes. He's like the guy from the Olympics, not to keep the Olympic thing going, with the shirt off, the guy from whatever country.
Okay, let's not go crazy, Patrick. Come on. Enough for it.
From Tonga?
Tonga, thank you.
All right, now what role have you played in this event in the past?
The first year I did this, I was a juror, and I actually sat next to Judge Peggy. Mm-hmm. My first year, and then I moved to moderator because I was people were trying to sway me, Steve. So yeah, I couldn't be swayed.
She's very easily swayable.
So I am.
It's Chicago.
At some point,
it is.
That's right. That's right. So I'm the moderator again this year. Anna DeVlantis is serving as a juror this year.
Oh, okay.
So she went from moderator to she couldn't make last year. Now she's a juror. So
you guys get strikes, don't you? Can't you bounce her if you don't like her? What's the rule? Three strikes when you're picking jurors? Isn't that the deal?
Preemptory challenge?
For cause and preemptory. We're going to keep Anna, though. We like Anna.
Well, as you should. What about Dean? Is Dean involved?
No, Dean is not involved. I think next year Dean is going to somehow be involved. But we have Judge Posner, I think, is coming back. And Judge Corcoran is going to be back. We have a lot of great judges as well.
And
Anna Dimakopoulos will be there.
Are there any tickets left?
Yeah, there are tickets. And I would highly encourage everybody to see this. I mean, watching you gentlemen do this and ladies out there, and it's fantastic to watch. It's justice at its best.
And it's not like Patrick Collins is competitive at all. It's not like he's in this to win.
No. If you couldn't get a seat, in the Blagojevich or the Ryan trial, this is an absolute chance to see you at your best.
I went to
some of the best law
I went
that
to
you
StubHub. I couldn't get tickets for either one of them.
Right.
The trial of Megacles. It is coming up when?
It's going to be Thursday, March 1st at 6:30 at the Rublev Auditorium at the Art Institute.
Mr. Collins, as a proud member of the DOJ for all these years, how are you doing with all this negative stuff? I don't want to get into stuff you don't want to talk about, but I am personally, I've thought about you many times over this period of time. I think it's outrageous that the FBI in particular is being treated the way it is, and knowing many FBI members and how hard the rank and file work every single day, it can't be fun for you to watch.
No, Steve, look, and we're in a very polarized time, and I think taking shots at law enforcement, particularly the rank and file, look, people who run organizations, you get paid the big bucks to sort of take shots, but taking shots at the people who do the work every day and protect us, I don't think it's fair. It's not good politics either, I don't think.
Yeah, in the big picture, I think we're going to get a document from Mr. Mueller that will ultimately be fair on all fronts. And I've said this before, regardless of how I feel about Mr. Trump, if Bob Mueller, after all the work he and his team have done, says that there's nothing here, then I'm willing to say there's nothing there as well, and we all move on as one. But he needs to be given the room to do his job.
I think, and by being as quiet as he is, I think he's gaining credibility with most open-minded Americans. Certainly people on either side are going to have their views, but the great thing about the justice system, it should be on facts, and when you lay out the facts, hopefully that'll be persuasive.
He's got a lot of Clint Eastwood in him, and I don't mean politically. but you know, you don't hear from them until it's go time. So very impressive. Yeah, have you crossed paths with him, right, in the past?
Sure. Again, high regard in the profession, and a guy who, you know, I think every bit of the Marine guy who sort of walks softly but carries a big stick.
Tinos, give me your background. Other than being a handsome fellow.
So I had the privilege of working in the same office with Patrick Collins. He was
Were you friends then prior to this?
So Patrick was a supervisor in the office and very, very busy at the time. But no, it was terrific to watch Patrick in court. So we overlapped briefly. I was at the U.S. Attorney's Office for about 8 years before I went into private practice 5 years ago. And I also clerked for one of the judges that is one of the judges on the bench that will be there this Thursday. Judge Kokoris is a fantastic federal judge here in Chicago.
Is there anything intimidating about going up against Mr. Collins here?
Of course, it is intimidating, but it gets my competitive juices flowing, so I'm really looking forward to it. I was on Patrick's team last year, so basically I just sat in awe and watched him and Patrick Fitzgerald do a great job. This year I'm going to have my work cut out for me, unfortunately, but I'll give it a good shot. And, you know, your listeners can't see how handsome and how great Patrick Collins
goes without
smells
saying.
Too.
Oh, so it goes without saying, obviously.
I mean, the snow is getting deep in here. This false modesty of Tinos. Let me tell you, he is replacing Dan Webb this year.
Yeah. By the way, whatever happened to Dan Webb? Is he still busy?
He's on the
other
side.
Is that firm still successful?
Dan's got a real trial. We just do mock trials. Dan's actually got a real trial. Seriously, he's got a real trial. So we're the actors for the trial. But Tinos is a phenomenal lawyer. He's going to be leading the other side with Bob Clifford. I get Patrick the Elder Fitzgerald with me, and it's going to be a ton of fun. Always is. And for the CLE, you know, there's this thing called CLE for all the lawyer listeners in the audience, loyal lawyer listeners. Mm-hmm. You get credit if you come here, ethics credit. So
is that right?
You do.
Mm-hmm. Hour and a half.
No kidding. Continuing education, and you support the Hellenic Museum.
We're throwing out all the stops
it's
to help
win-win.
The lawyers.
What? How about that? Look
so
at that.
Listen to, in addition to Patrick and Tinos, as you just said, Bob Clifford, Christina Adair is going to be there, Pat Fitzgerald, Dan Webb, and the jurors just range from, like we said, Anna DeVlantis to judges, Heidi Stevens, Paul Vallis is going to be there. Paul Vallis. Yeah, no, yes. He's not going to be able to make it. Yeah. But this is a really, really cool event. And it's really neat to see you guys in action working for each other and against each other, too.
Yeah, it's great to see you have so much fun ripping each other up. That's fantastic.
Well, this year, you know, the good news is this year. Last year, we represented the British in front of 1,000 Greeks. And at least this year, I feel, you know, I'm representing an Athenian, so we have a fair shake.
Right.
So there you go. Well, it's a good thing
to
do.
You can see which way the jury voted last year.
And the National Hellenic Museum, I assume you recommend every day to everybody that asks?
It's a wonderful museum. It's nationalhellenicmuseum.org, which is right in Greektown on Halsted. Just south of Jackson. It's Halsted and Van Buren is where it's located, but this event is going to be at the Art Institute, and again, highly, highly recommended. We're going to have a great time.
And the good news is, much like a prize fight where two guys are just pounding on each other, at the end, they come out friends.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they file suit against each other, but they come out friends.
You know, I have to ask you guys, this is a chance for you guys to see each other, too, because when you're not with each other in the courtroom, I mean,
yeah, this is the only time
rare.
I see Fitzy every year is through this and having a shot of Uzo afterwards. So.
Yeah. Nice to see both of you. Thank you.
Thanks,
and
Steve.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
The work
Thank
you guys
you
do as well. What am I doing here? Oh, can I give a couple more of these from the textures?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. These are things guys never say. And this sort of leads nicely into match game. You know, because you're going to do match game later.
Oh, that's good. Cause you just, I just found out.
You thought now.
That's John DeCoste, by the way. Before I do these, you want to plug the show that we have coming?
Oh, sure. Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually really good. March 24th, mm-hmm. Saturday night, 8 mm-hmm. o'clock. Rouse Center, downtown Crystal Lake, which we have been before, but it's absolutely beautiful. You can go to the rousecenter.org or call the box office at 815-356-9212. You, me, Tim Banker, Mike Toomey from WGN TV in the morning. Just all stand up all the time. A lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll make you laugh.
Oh,
some
yes.
Fun. All right, things guys never say from the 815. If you don't know, I'm not going to tell you.
yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah.
That is yeah. True.
847. Hey, cool minivan.
See, I would think you guys would compliment each other.
We would say that, but we would be very sarcastic.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Cool minivan.
847. Let's have a light lunch and make a day of shopping.
Oh. Makes sense.
I've said that too.
630. Barkeep, another round of skinny margaritas.
Or how about some appetizers?
847. Oh, God, her dress is too low cut.
That makes sense. How you respond when I ask you a lot of things.
847. What are you wearing? You smell amazing. Guys, don't say that. I'm telling you right now.
I've heard you say that, but again, I think it's more of a sarcastic
you think?
Tone.
Yeah. 608. I'm not interested in sex tonight. Can't we just cuddle?
Oh. I think that's the second one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Guys like to cuddle, though, right?
630.
After.
630. Could you not turn the channel? I was watching The View.
That's really good.
That's really one of the best.
Yeah.
And this one actually may be my favorite in the clubhouse so far. The 219. Could you zip me up?
Oh, sometimes you just need a little zip.
Guys, don't talk like that. Back with the news next on 720 WGN. 773. Let's scrapbook our day at the Hawks game. You listeners are funny.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood. You know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, Hollywood. Well, kiss me, kiss me.
Dean Richards live at Channel 9. Dean, the text question of the day today.
Always love these.
Things guys never say. 574. I wish my barbecue was as good as my neighbor's.
I'm not sure I don't say that.
I know. 708. I cannot use that gas station bathroom. It is just too icky.
That's
Dean,
true.
These are things guys never say. Oh, will you please put your clothes back on?
Right.
224. You know, I'd rather go to Hobby Lobby than watch the Bears.
Well, that, this
actually,
year.
Yeah, this year.
I was going to say, Dean's right.
Even though it's always closed on Sunday.
214. Okay. That's the point. That's actually the point. Listen, how long have you been killing comedy? Just today, or is it a long time thing?
That's my job.
That's good.
214. Men don't say, would you rub my feet? As women all over the Midwest go, oh my God, I wouldn't rub my husband's feet if you paid me.
Oh God.
224. 224. What woman with big boobs? I didn't notice.
I thought you guys didn't notice that.
Well, of course not.
Right.
And I love this one. Okay, fill me in. What's going on with gossip at your office?
I thought you guys wanted to know that.
Of course we do.
I thought of one. Does this stogie make my butt look big?
Oh, yeah. Does this cigar make
Oh, that was a good twist on it. Yeah.
There's another one. Oh, I really miss Oprah. Which leads us into Dean.
Oh,
completely leads us into Dean. And the list has just been tremendous.
We talked with Oprah over the weekend. I didn't. My producer did.
And where was this?
In Los Angeles. She's got a new movie coming out called A Wrinkle in Time.
She acting in it or producing it?
She is acting in it. She plays a celestial being.
Again? What? Again?
Does she need to be any more celestial than she already is?
No question. Ryan Seacrest is in the news.
I wish he wasn't. He wishes he wasn't.
No doubt. Black Panther, the less successful movie compared to Greek Panther, a movie that Dean announced yesterday.
That's right.
Is in the news. Where can you see the Oscar movies before the Oscars? That's coming up.
Have you seen them all yet?
I have, actually, yeah. Yeah. Have you?
I don't get to the movies very much. I mean,
I watch all the screeners. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I just imitate Vandeveld there?
Sure. Wow. It's going to be a tough
morning.
So
how long have you been? Oh,
no. There's no meeting today.
Bill Cosby news, and it's not what you think it is. It's a terrible story, actually, but not that terrible story. And then Dean's got another honey of a deal for you.
Oh, I've got a great, fantastic real estate deal for you today.
So
get our wallets out.
Things guys never say, 847. Here, take the remote.
I do say that.
You wash dishes. You do the remote.
Well, you're an exception. You're delightful, and you're the perfect husband.
Yeah. Thank you for acknowledging that.
You like the clinic bonus days.
No, hey, I didn't say that.
At least Dave zipped me up when I asked him.
Right.
And he didn't mean his dress.
That was one that came in earlier, Dean. Can you zip me up? Things guys never say. Can you zip me up?
Right? That's a good one. You guys never take pictures. You guys don't take a lot of pictures either. You're like, you'll never say, let's take a selfie.
Yeah, Steve and I'll get together and take a selfie.
Yeah. No, we take pictures of kids.
Oh, yeah.
My kids, the entire 18 years for each of them between 0 and 18, I was the film guy.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
You just weren't in any of the pictures.
Did you have all the equipment from back in the day? You had like 30 old-fashioned 35mm camera.
It was even
better, maybe like a Betamax video camera.
It was actually a giant black camera with a curtain that you'd get under, and then a bulb would explode.
Oh yeah,
that's how old I am.
Where you held up what looked like a paintbrush for the flash.
Sometimes it'll scare me. I'll turn the light on in the morning, look in the mirror, and go, "Oh, an old guy broke in." It's 8:18. All right, here's what we'll do. We'll take a break, come back with all those stories with Dean, unless there's something troubling you you'd like to bring up at this time.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Everything's delightful.
I have those stories. I did forget to send you one of the stories that Joan Baez has announced that she's retiring from touring.
Is that in 3 years, or is she on a different plan?
No, she's in this year.
She wants to spend time with her children?
Well, they would be retirement age by now. But
well, they'd have time.
I forgot to send it to you. It's not the end of the world, but no, Joan Baez fans.
I'm glad you covered that, as far as you know.
Be thorough, Steve.
It's 8:19.
These additional stories make my butt look big.
I think so. Mary Vandeville, do you have anything you want to say to Dean at this point before we go to the break?
I'm good.
Okay. Got plenty of stories for you to ruin coming up, Mary. Don't worry.
You'll be calling his name. Dean Richards.
Back to Dean. Text question of the day. Things guys never say. I've got news for you. You're going to be a mother.
that's true.
That's tremendous. All right, Dean, any breaking Joan Baez news?
No. So far, she's still planning on her retirement. It'll be on the night they drove old Dixie down. She's going to do a final concert tour that will end in November that will include a Chicago theater performance October the 5th. And tickets are going to go on sale Friday for that.
I think you'll be proud of me when I tell you that I was going to do an at 17 reference, and at the last minute, my brain kicked in and went, that was Janis Ian.
Janis Ian. Yeah. Joan Baez is The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, Diamonds and Rust.
I love rock and roll.
Famously.
And the Blackhearts. Joan Baez and the Blackhearts.
Hit me with your best shot. Yeah.
All right, let's start with the terrible news. What happened to Bill Cosby's daughter?
She died yesterday of renal disease, 44 years old. She was one of five of the Cosby children. You remember that his son, Ennis, was murdered several years ago. And that his car broke down and
like 2 o'clock in the morning in L.A. and somebody comes up to rob him and it goes badly.
So now their second child dies, 44 years old. She pretty much had stayed out of the public eye. She did make one statement just ahead of her father's sexual assault trial last year, claiming his innocence. But sad news. I mean, the whole Cosby thing has been pretty weird for the last year or so, but very sad for them.
Bad transition here, maybe, but I wanted to say this now because I won't get to it later. And I think I talked about this yesterday. I'll defend the brothers and sisters of the media to the nth degree. But the fact that too many news networks, and I guess it'd be CNN and MSNBC mostly, have been losing their mind over Ivanka Trump's answer to the question, do you believe your father sexually assaulted 17 women? What do you expect her to say?
Mm-hmm. Right.
As much as I maybe I'm not a fan of Ivanka Trump, kids, if you're going to interview folks for a living someday, don't ask questions you know the answer to.
I completely agree.
It's just a ridiculous argument to have, and I just saw CNN foaming at the mouth last night. Oh, can you believe she said that? What did you expect her to say? Oh, my father, the man slut? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's just a stupid, stupid thing.
Yeah.
All right, so I was just talking to Bennett Dean. Bennett, of course, produces the opening bell. He saw Black Panther yesterday. He loved it.
I've yet to talk to a person who has given it a bad reviews so far. Now, I did hear you guys saying that while Bennett has seen the movie, not a single one of you have gone to see it yet.
No, but I have. I'm going to hire somebody today to see it for me.
Can they see it for me, too?
Possibly. No, I plan on seeing it. I just haven't taken the time. Yeah. I just haven't taken the time.
It's just so busy.
Dean goes to 9 movies a week.
Yes.
What's Disney doing?
Disney has announced that they're going to donate $1 million of the profits of this movie to the Boys and Girls Clubs of America in Atlanta, Baltimore, New York, and Washington. Why Chicago's not included in that and how they chose those cities, I do not know. But still pretty nice to give back $1 million. Now, you know, they did make $700 million in the last 2 weeks.
It's not bad.
But still, $1 million donation is...
That's a good thing they didn't have to do it.
Yeah, we could have a nice lunch on that today. If, you know, we were... the money's going to go to Boys and Girls Club's Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math program. So, in addition to this movie, making people feel great, the powerful messages of this movie that really only Bennett and I know the secrets of right now. Mm-hmm. It's also doing good for kids who are underprivileged right now as well.
Texter from the 847, things guys never say. Nick, did you borrow my peep-toe ankle boots again?
Oh, again, the whole borrowing clothes thing.
Where do we see the Oscar movies?
Well, you know, people are trying to, because the Oscars are this Sunday, people are, you know, trying to catch up and see some of the Oscar movies. So I put together a list. Things are either in theaters right now, but some of them are already online. So you don't really, you know, have to go to theaters to see some of the Oscar movies. For example, online right now on various platforms, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Dunkirk, Darkest Hour, the Winston Churchill movie, and Get Out. So if you want to stay in your house, watch those, you can. In theaters right now, The Shape of Water, The Post, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, and Call Me By Your Name. I, Tonya, is going to be available digitally this coming Friday. So, you know, by the time if you're trying to catch up for the weekend, you can do that. AMC movie chain, Regal movie chain, several of the movie chains, Steve, are doing Best Picture marathons starting on Saturday, where you sit, you pay like $35-$40, and you can sit and watch all 9 movies back to back.
And we will do our Oscar picks on Friday morning.
Okay.
Let's see, what else do we have here? Well, it's time for Dean's Honey of a Real Estate Deal. Actually, kill the music. Kill the music.
What?
Kill the music. I forgot the Ryan Seacrest story.
Oh,
be
yeah.
A bad transition to end with that. Why don't you do the Ryan Seacrest story first?
And on an up note, Ryan Seacrest.
So anyway, Ryan Seacrest has been accused of what?
He has been accused. Now, this is the second allegation against him. This one's pretty serious. Years of unwanted sexual aggression and very explicit inappropriate touching, as has been described by a former E! Network stylist by the name of Susie Hardy. These are the people who dress, you know, the people who are on the air. They choose their clothes, they comb their hair, they, you know, put them together physically before they actually go on the air. She did this for years. Ryan Seacrest is denying this, and he is further saying that this stylist had demanded $15 million from him, or else she would go public with her story. She went to Variety magazine, newspaper, with the story. They published it. Seacrest's lawyer says they're very upset that Variety chose to run the story, especially after being told about the threats to make these false statements against him if she was not paid. So that's where it sits right now. But the descriptions of what she alleges Ryan Seacrest did to her are mind-blowing.
Yeah, they're pretty awful.
They're really weird. Yeah, really odd.
And Ryan Seacrest appears... I mean, look, you don't know anybody. You know, you don't know people unless you know people. But Ryan Seacrest appears to be almost non-sexual.
Super,
you know?
Super, super wholesome. You know, yeah. Everyone's friend, nice guy. Never know. So
you don't know. You don't know. And we don't know if it's true. We don't know if it's false. But there are your two sides of the story. Hey, start the music again.
Would have made a great final story today. It's all I know.
Time for Dean's Real Estate.
What honey of a deal do you have for us today?
Steve, you know, I come across some properties in my side business that I have, celebrity real estate agent. But I have got one today that is a home that has a kind of an old world theme to it, a medieval design. Where the price has just been slashed by $1 million.
Wow. Sounds like my kind of house.
Steve, it is the Malibu home of Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson's Malibu home. Now,
a little surprised he gave me the listing on this.
I was going to say, he might give you a better deal.
Now, do we know if it's been scrubbed for anti-Semitism? Is there a cleaning for them?
We have gone through the home, but there, you know, cleaning agents can only do so much.
Like it never even happened.
It's a five-bedroom honey of a deal, 4.5 baths, 6,600 square feet. That sits on a secluded 5.5-acre property. Say, if you're beating somebody else up in the house, you can barely hear anything.
Right. You won't even hear the screams if you're the next-door neighbor.
Right. There's views of the Pacific Ocean, multiple outdoor living areas, and a room, I got to say, I'm a little bit honored that he calls the A-hole room.
Oh, that, nice.
That has exposed ceiling beams.
Yeah, sure does.
Wood flooring.
What you said.
Stone fireplace, full regulation lap pool.
Oh, nice.
Private sun deck.
How many bathrooms do you
have? Here's the thing. I'm going to buy this and flip it. I don't want to live in Mel Gibson's house, but I'm going to buy it and flip it.
Well, the asking price right now, $16.5 million.
$16.5 million. I just counted the money.
But it's down from $17.5 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just reduced it by $1 million.
Steve, I would get that today.
I've got $194 in cash right now. Who's with me?
I got $20, but I'm going to only give $15 because I'm still holding a grudge that he called Dean the A-word.
$209. We're up to $209. Dave, what are you in for?
Well, I'm going to New York tonight, so I went to the bank, and I have $24.
That'll go far in New York.
Wait, I want to know what ATM you got $24
out of. Well, I used one, so I had $25.
I have $67.
Get a bottle of water in New York for $24.
When you punch in $25 withdrawal, does the ATM giggle?
Right. What did you spend the dollar on? What can you buy for a dollar?
Just in a vending machine.
Oh, okay.
So 24, are you giving me, how much are you giving me out of it?
No, I'm giving it all to you. I'll go back to the ATM. I figure
going to get another 25.
I was thinking this would hold me in New York.
Mr. Rockefeller?
Because everything's cheap.
We're up to $233. John DeCoss, you want in?
67. I have 67 in my wallet.
Wow. All right, 300. And even 300.
Quite
all right.
A lot of money. We can move on this.
That's the only cash offer you have, Dean. Please present it to Mel Gibson. Yeah, $300.
Hang on 1 second. I've got him on the other line. Hold on.
He's got him at speed dial.
Mel. Yeah, we've got, what was it, Steve?
$300. $300 in cash.
Yeah, Mel, we've got an offer of $300. Stop calling me that. We've resolved that years ago. Stop.
So I'm guessing he wants to consider it for a while?
He doesn't seem super hot on the idea.
Well, let's see what else comes in.
Right now. But by his standards, he might have actually been very happy with it.
That could have been positive.
I can never tell with this client. I can never tell.
More with Dean tomorrow. I'll see you, buddy. Bye. All right. Headlines next, 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It's I-45. You know, Old St. Pat's is not just a legendary house of worship. It is a cultural landmark in Chicago and, frankly, provides some of the great entertainment year-round. You know? The 22nd annual celebration at Old St. Pat's let me get Bill in here because he's going to pronounce this and I won't look like the fool that I am. Bill Frayer's here, director of concerts at Old St. Pat's. Hi, Bill.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Should I try this? Siamsa? That's all I got. What are we saying after this?
You know, I tell people it all depends on which county in Ireland you're from.
Uh-huh. Are you saying?
Siamsa, Siamsa, Siamsa na Gael.
Siamsa na Gael. May the road rise to meet you.
Yes, it is.
You do that.
This will be
perfect.
Tuesday, March 6th at 7:30. Tell me about this show.
Yeah, it's at Symphony Center, and it's a program called How Does It Feel to Be Free? We're talking about the relationship between the Irish and the African-American community here in the U.S. and in Ireland. Frederick Douglass, the former slave, fearing for his safety here in the U.S. after publishing a book on slavery, traveled to Ireland. The Irish brought him there to Ireland, and he traveled around with another gentleman, a liberator called Daniel O'Connell. The two of them became fast friends, speaking out against injustice anywhere and everywhere. It was taking place throughout the world.
An underreported story.
Oh, it definitely is. And the Irish Quakers and the English Quakers paid for Frederick Douglass's freedom, which is a pretty much unknown thing.
Yeah, I've never even heard that story. Cool. How about that?
Yeah. Not only is it a cool event, but there you set it to music and story.
Sure, and the story of those two great liberators will be told through dance, tap dance, Irish step dancing, through music. We have a 70-piece orchestra, a 100-voice choir.
Wow. That's got to be fantastic.
A 5-piece Irish trad band.
Wow.
And some famous narrators, especially the senator for the Irish diaspora, Billy Lawless. The senator at large is going to be narrating it. We have Daniel O'Connell's great granddaughter joining us.
That's
and a
cool.
member of Frederick Douglass's family, one of his descendants.
Is that right?
Holy
cow. Tremendous. Yeah. Well, I don't know if you heard Frederick Douglass. There's a lot of positive things you're hearing about him lately.
Yeah.
Remember that line?
Of course. Remember that line? Yeah. Yes. It wasn't too long ago we heard that line.
The Shim Senegil.
The anniversary of his birth.
The Shim Senegil.
Shim Senegil.
Celebrating two drum majors for justice. It's a great story. It's going to be Tuesday, March 6th at 7:30. How do you get tickets?
You get tickets at www.cso.org or oldstpats.org. Great show.
Old St. Pat's doing it year-round. If we want information on all the things that go on through and about Old St. Pat's, just go to that website.
Go to that website, ocpats.org.
Well, there you go.
I like the fact that you're using a music, song, and dance to kind of tell the story as well. Make it a little lively, because it's a serious
subject. Singing, orchestral pieces, Irish trad pieces. It's our gift to the city around the Feast of St. Patrick. A little more than Irish green beer and green river.
Well, tell us about you. Where'd your music background come from?
I started playing the piano when I was 4 years old, and I've been doing it ever since, and directing choirs since high school and concerts.
I always wanted to learn the piano. Can you learn the piano at any point in life? I was here. You need to learn it when you're four.
You could learn it at any time in life.
But it's harder when you're older because you got too much stuff in your head to clog up the system.
But your fingers are still free.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah. My mom took piano lessons like in her 70s.
And learned how to play?
Yeah, but she, I don't know, she didn't like it very well. Then arthritis came in.
Yes. Oh, you can definitely learn how to play. We have people that have joined our choir at age 45, 50 who have never sung before and discover.
Well, Bill, I can sing like a bird. I mean, come on. We're talking about piano here.
I love St. Patrick's Day in the city. It's the greatest city. And
great,
I think we still have the, are we number one or number two now when it comes to the number of Irish immigrants who are in Chicago?
It's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
I do not know that
question.
Yeah,
we're always in the top two.
I think we out St. Patrick's Day, New York. I think New York can follow Chicago.
I've been
to it in New York.
It's a big deal.
I think Chicago is better.
Yeah.
And especially the Mass at the Feast of St. Patrick. It's St. Pat's pulls out all the stops with bagpipes and dancers. Mm-hmm.
You know, but I liked when the St. Patrick's Day parade was on St. Patrick's Day. You know, it's been moved to the weekend, and that's nice because more families can be involved. But I liked it, you know, when it was on the day, and not just when Tommy Lee Jones was in the parade chasing a fugitive.
Right?
That was just that one year.
Yes.
Can you imagine that year they said, okay, we're not only filming a movie, but we're going to do it during the St. Patrick's Day parade, which at the time was the highest attended parade in the city.
And if you watch the movie, we're talking about The Fugitive.
Yes.
If you watch The Fugitive over and over again, at some point watch it for that scene and look in the crowd. Because there's people that don't know it's a movie, you know, and you get these funny looks on their faces and stuff. It's like at the end of Blazing Saddles, and Mel Brooks admitted this. You go, how do you end the movie? Well, they end up running onto the set of the movie. The movie runs onto the set of the movie. And then there's a huge food fight, and Dom DeLuise and a bunch of dancers, and everybody comes in, the cowboys and the Indians, they all break out and they run off. It was the MGM set?
Yeah, yes.
I think it was the MGM set. And as they're running out through the gates, there's a guy outside the gates going to work, doing whatever he's doing, who can't understand why 1,000 people are running by him at that point. And there was no way to cut him out of the movie. So you see this guy, like the people that didn't know The Fugitive was being shot in Chicago, looking around going, what the hell's happening?
Oh, that's great.
So,
with all the music that you played, do you have a song that you absolutely, anytime they ask you to play it, you like, yes? And just the opposite, is there one like, oh, not that again?
You know, for the Sheeps and the Gale, probably one of the songs that we go to the most is oddly enough, from the musical Ragtime. It's called Make Them Hear You. Go out and tell the story. Oh, okay. How justice was denied. Make Them Hear You.
That's your go-to? That's the one you love?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there one you don't like to play? Is it Just the Way You Are? You've had enough of it?
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Ah, yes.
Or In a Gata de Vida.
Chopsticks, In a Gata de Vida. I'd like to hear you play that. That'd be nice.
It's good.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, and the other thing about this program is that we have stars of African-American opera and gospel joining us, Rod Dixon, Elfreda Burke, along with Irish singing stars Catherine O'Connell and Gavin.
How great is this show? It's tremendous.
It's a mix of...
And tickets are like, what, $1 million?
Two, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
No, I'm sorry. They're I think they range anywhere from 25 to 55. Which and is then there's sponsorship level packages.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing.
That is incredible. Yeah, it's all that talent.
We keep it for every man and every woman pricing.
Bill Frayer, Director of Concerts at Old St. Pat's. Appreciate you coming over, and congratulations.
Thanks for having me, and thanks, hope Bill. To see you all at the show.
Nice to see you. John is actually having surgery that day, but we'll make him come over.
I'm still going to make it. I'm going to have some check and fungers.
We'll have some beer and say slancha, too.
Yes.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
We got some more. These texts have been fabulous all morning. This is just a throwaway question before the show. Thought it was funny. Said, let's see if this gets any traction. You guys have been phenomenal. Here's the text question of the day. Things men never say. Things men never say. Ugh. Take this disgusting steak away and bring me my kale salad.
Okay. No, wait a second.
Men never say that, Dave. I just want to make a point that men never say
that. I wouldn't put
that.
It in those words, maybe.
630. Honey, there's a Nicholas Sparks marathon on. I'd love if we watched it together. 708. Sure, bring your sister.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good.
We have had a bunch of shoes references, including this. I love those shoes and various switches on mm-hmm. them. 630, so glad you're home. I DVR'd Say Yes to the Dress.
Hey, coming from the person who watched that at one point.
What are you
talking about? I saw you watch Say Yes to the Dress on the plane one time.
I have to know everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, turns out she did, by the way. 630, could I get a 230 for a mani and pedi?
Telling you, more men are getting petty.
You know, I have my taxes done by Manny Petty.
Manny Petty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's solid.
Manny Petty and Associates.
708. Oh, please tell me everything about your day and don't leave anything out.
Wait, you don't want to hear about our day?
No, we do. That's the point.
Okay.
262. Hey, maybe it's your fault you didn't get invited to the baby shower at work.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, don't ever say that.
224. You can do what you want to my family, but leave me alone. See what I'm doing there? Mm-hmm. You can do what you want to my family, but leave me alone is a different... Hey, say what you want about me, but leave my family alone. See, things men never say, right? Got me? Follow along? Sometimes. Let's see. One more.
The one.
Here, 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 here. I bet I could do that. Hold my Chardonnay.
Dave.
Things men never say. Back with the news next, and CLTV joins us on 720 WGN.
When my early morning day begins... And the sunlight hits my face. I've got the sound of WGN 720 locked in place. Now I've tuned to you.
John singing live.
And the day's all right with me. Yeah, 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 yeah. The voice and wake up call. I know that it can only be the Steve Cochran Show.
I like to whip my hair to this.
Cochran Show.
Bill and Wendy at 10. We continue on show number 1096. Facebook.com/Steve Cochran Show, on Twitter at Cochran Show, and ballotpedia.org is what we're recommending for research on everything you need to know about the candidates you need to vote for on March 20th. I don't care what party you're affiliated with. I don't care what your political beliefs are. I just want you to take part in the process, because if you don't, you're going to be stuck with the people that other people choose. We know the far left and the far left and the far right are going to show up. We need you to show up. A few more texts, and then we have to tell you something that's coming up for musical director John DeCoste. And this is just exploded. This is exploded. This is like a Kathy and Judy foam pole. This thing has really blown up so big. 630, these are things men never say. 630, it's just a cold. I can still go to work, pick up the kids, and clean the house.
No, you guys will get the sniffles and then be down for the count for a week.
I think that's the point.
Mm-hmm.
Mary?
I know.
All right, now, come on.
I was just thinking. What is this happening?
Don't be,
224. I wish just once you'd let me put my own laundry away.
Mm-hmm.
630. Do you mind if you drive? I'm cramping. Things men never say.
You guys get cramps in your feet.
That's the point. Sure. We're just asking if you wouldn't mind driving.
Oh, okay.
773, things men never say. I am so looking forward to my colonoscopy. 630, things men never say. Honey, I was wrong. You were right. Oh, we've got an extension on that one. I love this one. 331, I would love to talk for hours about what I did wrong, why, and how I could prevent myself from doing it in the future.
That should be printed up and laminated and put in every man's
wallet.
It is,
in every woman's mind.
Every man's wallet.
Why? Let's see. 708, hey, hon, do you think your mom might stay for the holidays this year?
Hope so.
Or 630, I've been thinking, we do not see enough of your mother. And then another one, 630, I wish your mother would tell me how to do things more often. All of the above. And this one, you got to drop that zero and get a hero, girlfriend.
Nap.
And finally this, no, honey, slow down. Let's read the instructions before we try to put this together.
That's a good one.
You guys are great. You guys are great. Funny, funny listeners.
That is loaded.
Best listeners ever. Text question, what do men never say? 312-981-7200. 915, John DeCoste will not be with us next week. Because he's having knee replacement surgery. Which knee are you having done?
Right knee. They're doing my right knee.
Are you going to do both?
They both have to be done, but the right knee first.
Okay.
I have to wait 6 months for the next one.
So you do your right knee, 6 months later you do your left knee. Why did you choose the right?
It's
hurts more?
It hurts more. And you and I have had this conversation for years.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm the first one to do it.
Uh-huh.
So
do you have the osteoarthritis?
No.
I do.
I have Aetna.
No, that's not a healthcare plan.
Okay.
So you told me yesterday that you got a call from the hospital. It was a phone interview about your knee surgery.
Yeah.
So if you had done poorly on the interview, would they not let you have the surgery?
I was a little concerned about it. I'm like, I got the job, right? You know.
So the preparation is mostly done away and by distance now. You don't have to go in and do this or that.
Well, we had talked about this morning. I'm having it on Monday, so Sunday night they gave me these wipes. And they go, okay, Sunday night you take a shower and then you wipe your entire leg down. And then you do it again on Monday morning, 2 hours before. And I'm like, okay, that's great. But why am I doing this?
Do you have to shave your knee?
Yeah, when are you going to shave?
No, there was me. Shave my knee.
Wait a minute, who's got a hairy knee?
What do you mean, guys?
Something a guy would never say.
Have hairy knees?
I don't
What are you talking about?
Well, they're going to shave your leg.
I don't have
any. I don't think so, no.
I bet you guys all have hair on your knee. I'm going to look.
I don't.
Is that allowed? Can I do that?
I don't know.
Okay,
my son just had ACL surgery.
Come here.
Okay. Yeah, wait, let me see. Hold on. Stand by.
Come here, this is my knee.
Okay.
Andre, are you really going to check out their knees?
Here, rub my knee.
Ew.
Oh, my gosh, you don't have any hair on
your head. No, smooth as a baby's knee.
Wow. Do you wash a lot of floors, Steve?
Do I do what now?
Wash a lot of floors?
Oh, yes.
On your hands?
Yes, I do.
Now, Ennett has crazy hairy knees.
You got hairy knees?
No, it's a little fuzz.
You know what it is? It's all that kale.
I'm going to take a picture. Those are they're very
picture
cute.
Of my knee.
We should
whole
compare
conversation
knees.
Conversation has gotten so
no,
weird.
No, we should take a picture of knees. Compare knees and put them online.
Totally.
But don't identify them.
Yeah. Oh, can you tell which that's knee awesome. Is Steve's and which is Dave's?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, just the guy's knees, though.
No, put ours in there, too.
What?
All right, so when you get the new knee,
yes,
is it going to be a theme knee? Because I remember when Ron Santo got his prosthetic leg, he had a Cubs logo on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and David asked if it was going to be socks. I'm just going to have WGN.
Good call. Steve Cochran Show?
Steve Cochran Show.
Yeah.
I would take a big Sharpie and put this one. You know, put a big star on
this
the knee.
One.
Oh, they do that in the hospital
so many
times. Put the
star on the knee that you're going to have operated
on. Don't they make you do it, right, Mary? Don't they make you write
you
like
do
a,
it,
the
you
Sharpie?
You do it with a Sharpie. And yeah, my son just had his
put
ACL
some paint
done.
On it?
It was loud.
Yeah, right?
But, yeah, right.
Spray paint.
All right, so how, now let me ask you a stupid question because I don't know the answer to this. They have to size your knee.
Yeah.
Because it needs to fit.
That's what I did two MRIs for measurement.
So that's how they size it.
Yeah, that's how they size it. And matter of fact, I had to go back because the first one was inconclusive or there were some measurements or something.
Do you know what your knee will be made of?
Chocolate.
No, that's
oh,
not
cool.
true. That's not true.
I was.
It's
told
also not Nerf.
Chocolate.
It's not chocolate. It's
oh,
not
I wish
Nerf.
It was Nerf.
Wouldn't it be cool? If it, what if it was like?
I hope it's Nerf.
Is it graphite?
It's going to be titanium.
Titanium?
Yes.
Titanium.
So is it a knee for life or we have to have it redone?
No, every week.
No.
No.
I thought a chocolate knee.
So how long is it good for?
20 years.
20 years.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty good run.
And
yeah.
then you get the chocolate knee.
And then chocolate.
312, young men have hairy knees, so I guess that's a compliment to you, Dave.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Thank
that's
you very
true.
Much.
Yeah. And a 708 texter, is John starting the trending hashtag knee too?
Oh, yeah. So, fantastic.
Nothing but a hashtag about knees.
That's good.
All right, let's play match game. You want to do that?
Sure.
We'll come back, play match game, and we need two contestants for the worst game ever. every time we play this game, we crash and burn. So two contestants, 312-981-7200, will play match game. We'll be the celebrities. You be the listeners.
Yes.
And we'll play for prizes at 312-981-7200. All right, it's time for match game. Not at all like the match game you remember with Gene Rayburn or the one with Alec Baldwin now. It's completely different. Here's your host with a giant long microphone. It's John DeCoste. Morning, John.
Good morning.
All right, let's meet your contestants. Vito is in Bedford Park.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Vito. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you know how to play the game, correct?
Yes.
Good. So I will ask the question. Hang on to your answer until I ask for it. Let's make sure all our celebrities are done.
Are Mary,
ready?
Are you ready to play?
Everybody
Mary Redeveld on the seventh floor?
Ready. Got it. Ready.
All right, here we go.
All right, Joe, you're playing.
I guess.
All right. Okay.
Here we go. Mary Redeveld went to a Greek restaurant that Andrea recommended. Mary said that the place was so strange. When they brought out the flaming cheese, they yelled out, blank. Mary Redeveld went to a Greek restaurant that Andrea recommended. Mary said that the place was so strange. When they brought out the flaming cheese, they yelled out, blank. All of our celebrities ready? Yes? Yes, we are. Okay, Vito, give me your answer.
Fire.
They yelled fire. That's actually good.
That's good, yeah.
That's I like that one. Vito, I'm very proud of you. That's good.
That's a good answer.
That is. Dave?
That's a really good answer. John, that's a really good answer.
They yelled out, Oprah.
Oprah. That's Dave, close. I commend you. That's what I was thinking. Thank you very much. That's good. Yes.
I did the same. Oprah.
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 Okay, very good.
Yeah.
All right. Steve Cochran. Fire.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding,
oh.
Vito.
Oh, Vito, he's got a match.
Wow. That could be the first match ever with us.
Lethargy Joe, yes?
Water.
These are all good answers.
Mary Redeveld.
Mary, I don't want to put any pressure on you, but this is the best selection of answers we've ever had.
I think I took it too literally and said what I really would have said. Holy blank.
Wow, we were so close.
You cannot answer a blank with a blank.
Right.
What? We were so close to actually having
But
we got
one.
Celebrities would have had good answers.
Oh, that's true. Yes, that's a good point. But he still. But Vito got one. So hang on.
Yeah, Vito, hang on. One is likely a winner.
Yes.
Let's go to Keith.
The rate we're going.
Keith is in Glen Ellen. John?
Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, John.
Thanks so much for playing. You do know how to play the game, yes?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. Hang on to your answer, and here we go. Dave Ennis sat on his flight with the Wildcats. The Wi-Fi broke down, so none of the players could watch movies on their iPads or phones. So the pilot came out and showed them her blank.
What? Oh, my God.
What?
This is hilarious. I'm not even
Dave Ennis sat on his flight with the Wildcats. The Wi-Fi broke down, so none of the players could watch movies on their iPads or phones. So the pilot came out and showed them her blank.
Okay, I'm good.
Are you assuming that a pilot would be a guy?
No, that was my...
No, are you assuming we have Wi-Fi on those flights?
I don't even really know.
Are you assuming we're not going to use words we
don't have Wi-Fi?
Use.
We don't have Wi-Fi on those planes.
Are you assuming she's not flying the plane?
We have Wi-Fi on all the flights.
I'm trying to think of something that would shut down
Maybe
the phone.
Maybe we do, and I just...
You should take a different flight.
Okay.
All right, everybody got an answer?
Between Mary and Dave killing comedy, I don't know.
I got it.
It's going to get worse.
I don't believe they have Wi-Fi. And they,
All right, you go last now.
Here we go. Dave Ennett sat on his flight with the Wildcats. The Wi-Fi broke down. None of the players could watch movies on their iPads. The pilot came out and showed them her blank. Keith, what is your answer?
Cockpit.
Say that again.
Say it again.
Cockpit.
Cockpit.
Cockpit. Showed them her cockpit.
Oh, that's not a bad
okay.
one. Oh, that is a good one.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's good.
That's not bad.
No, that is not bad.
I like
that's
that.
Not bad. I'm going to leave Dave for last on this one. So, Joe in the booth?
Seatbelt.
Seatbelt. Okay, very good.
No,
very
it's not good. Don't encourage
okay,
it.
Okay, that's not a good answer. I just wanted to be
that's
nice.
That's like when they demonstrate with
Mary upstairs.
I said her Wildcat tattoo.
Okay.
Wow, two for two, Mary.
Wow.
Yeah, both really terrible answers.
Yeah, 0 for 2, I would. Yeah.
Come on.
Yes, Andrea, yes.
John, I crossed out my original answer, but I took the high road and I said her wings.
Her wings, very good.
You know, you've had like three really good answers in a row and then wings.
That's wings, a good one, wings, pilot, wings.
No.
Steve, you are next. Yes.
Shadow puppets.
Shadow puppets.
What?
See, because there was no entertainment.
Right.
So she had to do some entertaining.
Correct.
So she did shadow puppets.
Oh, that's really
that's great.
I would have hoped she'd be flying the plane.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But instead, she did shadow puppets.
Yeah. So far, cockpit is pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
The answer is shadow puppets.
No, it's not.
Can we even get close to a match?
Flight plan.
Flight plans are good. That's a good answer.
Thank you.
That is a really good answer.
That's a crazy one.
Shadow puppets.
See, I went back
entertaining. Entertaining.
Don't worry about it, Keith. You're still a winner,
Listen,
so don't worry about it.
We're talking about the Northwestern basketball team. They love shadow puppets. I would think you would know that.
Okay. All college kids do,
and
right?
I'm the only one that tied it into Wildcats with the tattoo.
Not so
I
much.
Remember when Scotty Lindsay said, Mr. Cochran, will you do one of your shadow puppets for me?
Uh-huh.
All right, so that was a zero?
That was a zero, but...
Keith, you win anyway. Keith, congratulations. Vito wins more. Let's go to Joe. What did they win?
Vito wins
We're going to go with a MyPillow.
Fantastic.
Monkey's tickets for the winner chicken dinner.
All right, so Vito gets the Monkey's tickets, and Keith gets the MyPillow. And let's throw in a pizza for Vito as well, because he sounds Italian to me. From LouMalnati's.com. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Headlines in a moment on 720 WGN. Listener with the best answer for the last match game question.
Yeah.
Read it to me one more time, the pilot one, and I'll give you the listener's answer.
Oh, yeah. Dave Ennett sat on his flight with the Wildcats. The Wi-Fi broke down, so none of the players could watch movies on their iPads or phones, so the pilot came out and showed them her blank.
Hotspot.
Ah.
Oh,
showed him her hotspot.
Yeah. That's the double.
That's the best answer.
Yeah, that's good.
Double that double listener double. From the 309, you've won nothing, but you definitely have the best answer.
Yeah, you won our hearts.
That is the best answer.
Makes us older, better, faster, stronger.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Dave, and I just said something hilarious off the air. What did I tell you? By the way, I didn't tell Vito the good news in complete detail. Vito won tickets to the Monkees Present, the Mike and Mickey Show at the Copernicus Center on June 14th. Michael Nesmith and Mickey Dolenz, Monkees First
national tour as a duo for those two. Tickets have been on sale now for a few days. Get yours before they're gone. Ticketfly.com or CopernicusCenter.org. Dave just said he's not competitive.
No, you're the most. Okay.
You know, that's like me saying I'm not bald. You're the most competitive guy I've ever met.
Totally.
I know Michael Jordan. He called. He said, you're too competitive.
It is true.
You only think I'm competitive.
No. Think. Quite sure.
I second that completely.
Oh, listen, who's talking.
Oh, yeah, you're not exactly off the competitive
track. Well, no, but it's because I usually beat Dave, and I feel bad. I want him to still keep that competitive edge.
Kristen, this discussion came up because Kristen Young is here, and she started the fight, frankly. Executive director of the ALA Fight for Air Climb, and Patty Vasquez has a team as well, and you want all the teams you can.
We want all the teams we can, so it's coming up Sunday, March 11th.
But remember that one time we were talking, you were talking about how competitive Dave was? Remember? Yeah. Remember when you were talking about that?
And he said, and I quote, no, I'm not at all. I'm not at all.
That's how it went down. And there's still time to get a team together?
Still time to get a team together. You can register at fightforairclimb.org. It's a four-tower building in the West Loop. You climb up the stairs, which is 45 floors, take the elevator down, and you can do it up to four times. So I just read a stat recently that only 8% of people stick to their New Year's resolutions by February. So this could be a real way to sign up.
Restart your resolution.
You could restart it. So when you quit smoking, lose weight, work out more, whatever the case may be, great opportunity to come do it. You don't have to climb all four, but try to climb all four. It's a great activity, good challenge, but you don't have to run.
It would probably be tough if your New Year's resolution is to quit cursing, because right after the first floor, I'd start cursing a lot.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions on this before you and I decide we're just going to write a check?
No, I want to hear about Dave's training. Dave's been training. We have a bunch of the folks here at the radio station have been training.
Yeah, Maureen asked me yesterday, do you work out every day? You do, don't you?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
No, the other guy, Dave.
No, I...
you. What do you do to work out? That's a question that came up.
I do... I run on a treadmill.
Okay.
Or an elliptical. I do some kind of...
How much running?
I'll usually run...
Do you do distance or time?
I go for time.
Okay, so how long would
30
you...
30 minutes.
Okay.
You know, and
at what pace?
I will vary it. I will start off in the... In the 5 to 6 range.
5 to 6 miles an hour.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and then I'll go for like 6 for 15 minutes and maybe do a couple quick sprints, like up over 7, and then back it back down.
I like to start at 40, 45.
That's good. But I also do, and I do weights and I do core stuff.
And you do it all at your house?
No. Well, I used to do it here in the Tribune Fitness Center. Which
it's slow down there now.
Rest in peace. Yeah.
Yes.
And so now, but I have another gym near my house, which I go to, and I have some stuff in my house. I have a treadmill.
When did you commit to this fit life that you live? Because you're in great shape.
Well, as you know, my dad is going to be 95.
Yep.
Wow.
And he still works out every day.
Is he still playing tennis?
He's kind of had to back off in tennis because he has...
Slacker.
He has macular degeneration.
So it's not a physical thing. He just can't see the ball.
Can't see the ball. But he still plays handball, which these old guys playing handball, it's like, they kill it. I mean, it's great.
Wow.
So I think I got it from him. And
but you were always into working out and fitness and all that?
I always have, yeah.
Okay, good for you. So he's an inspiration to all other old geezers who want to climb all four towers. Mm-hmm. And
you didn't have to put it that way, but okay.
I was told you weren't even winded after finishing four towers.
Oh, you get a little bit winded.
Hey, I was there.
We have to give him some huge.
Well, Vanderbilt too.
I know. Well, I'm saying Dave though because of his age. I think we have to give him credit
mean that he's still active?
Well, no. But one tower. You do this climb every year. You lead the team. I mean, it's your team. You do not. No, you
it's
do
not
all,
my team. It's Patty Vasquez's team.
Well, okay, but you do all four towers.
Yeah.
Competitive, yeah. You do all four towers. I did one year, and I thought I was going to die. Right?
Well, here's the thing, Kristen.
Let's not let that be the tagline.
No.
That's just me. Yes. I mean, for everybody else, it's a piece of cake. No, and I didn't do the other three because I had to work.
Okay.
So there you go. There you
go. And Kristen, you've heard that what I'm going to do, because I'm committing to this now.
I'm ready.
I'm going to write a check, and I'm going to take the elevator up in the first hour while still holding on to the check, back down, and do the elevator in all four towers.
I feel like last year you said you're going to dangle a sandwich in front of everybody, too.
So I did say that.
I like these different tactics that are happening here. But whatever it takes.
So I happily contributing, though.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And Steve, don't sell yourself short. He's going to take my check with him.
Oh.
So he's got two checks.
Lifting double the amount up the stairs.
It's crazy. It's just absolutely crazy.
And Christian, tell him what's cool about, you know, when you're on the stairs and you see the inspirational, motivational signs up for people that put stuff up, like, I'm running for my brother, or I'm running for... It's so great. I mean, that helps you get going, too.
Right. I mean, when you're going up 45 floors, and most people are doing it four times, every single turn you take in a stairwell, there's a new sign saying, you know, we're doing this for grandma, or just a fun quote about, you know, stair climbing burns twice as many calories as running does, and things like that, just to get you one floor higher.
That helped me a lot.
Yeah, no, good. I'm glad you brought that up.
I did the hustle up to Hancock a few years ago. Okay, 20 years ago. And I was being passed by people who were twice my age, but that's fine. Good for them.
Yeah, again, I mean, I've kind of keep my... So the first year, Mary and I started out together, and I was going at too fast a clip to start out, and I... You can burn yourself. Not...
You
trying to be competitive.
Competitive.
You just got to pace yourself. Right. But then you see Chicago firefighters in full gear running
up
the stairwell.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that great? Mm-hmm.
I think stair climbing is a humbling sport for those people that run, because it's just a very different muscle group, and you can wind yourself out very, very quickly. So it's a great opportunity. You don't have to run, though. It can just be a casual walk up the steps. And even if you walk up one tower, the average time is about 12 minutes. So I think people come up to the tower and they look at it and they think, oh my gosh, how am I even going to do this? But 12 minutes a tower, taking your time. There's water stations along the way. And
it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, Kristen does it every morning.
Yeah.
She does. She does.
I am committed to this job, Lung Association.
Great suggestion, too, is I will take music, but now what I've started to do is podcasts. I'll take the podcast of the Steve Cochran Show and listen to that as I'm climbing.
And that's your inspiration.
Yes.
Dave ignores all of us totally. He puts on his headset. I'm like, really?
He's listening to the show. He's trying to be better as a performer.
He's inspired.
Well, I'm going to be yelling at him.
Your goal, by the way, is so your goal is $500,000. You're already at $300,000.
Yes.
And his race hasn't even started yet.
Right.
So that's great.
Well, let's get it there.
Let's get it there.
Yeah.
So it's the 10th anniversary. So we're trying to blow it out as much as we can this year. We're expecting about 2,000 people to come climb.
Cool.
It's $25 to register, $100 fundraising that helps us get to that $500,000 goal. And this year alone, so we've already raised about $3 million in the last 9 years. And so this will put us over the top, about $3.6 million.
Cool.
So hoping to get to that $500,000 mark.
Good for you.
So.
And everybody that works with you. It's extremely important stuff.
Team effort. And thanks to you guys for being such great partners to us.
And where and when again?
So Sunday, March 11th at Presidential Towers in the West Loop. And you can register at fightforairclimb.org or call us 312-781-1100.
And what team should we support, Dave?
I think of us as the WGN radio team.
And it to win it.
I know there's another team.
Patty Vasquez. Yeah.
If we don't want to be team players, that's up to other people.
We do have one of the better names around, though.
Yeah,
that's
Dave.
Great.
Thank you.
Cool
it did
t-shirts
work.
Again.
Thanks.
Yeah. And Mary and Dave will both be hustling and doing the Fight for Air Climb. Kristen, nice to see you.
Thanks. You too.
As
always.
For having me. Big O going to join us? I think Big O joins us next on 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Well, I got me a fire, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
I asked Big O to rejoin us so we could talk a little bit of down on the farm here for a second.
Be happy to.
And good morning to you, sir.
And good morning to you. I want to take you down a historical trail this morning, if I could.
Yeah.
Do you remember back in the 70s when we had long gas lines and when gasoline prices were touching $6 a gallon? And we said we've got to do something about it. So farmers, the corn farmers of America, started distilling energy from corn.
Right.
And we managed to bring the price down just a little bit. Well, did you ever think, as we watch those double, triple-digit numbers in the oil company earnings reports, that someday the oil companies would be coming to us taxpayers to ask for help? It's going to happen today at the White House. There will be a meeting of senators from states that have oil refineries inside the state lines. But then, as they're calling it now, big corn versus big oil. Because as a result of the ethanol industry, we added a great deal of industry to rural communities, and prices moved ahead. But now, because an oil refiner in Philadelphia said the new program that was put in place by Governor George W. Bush that forced oil refiners to help pay for the blending is putting oil refiners at risk, and so they want help from the taxpayers. And that's going to be the subject of the meeting today. I don't know how it'll come out. I don't know who the president will listen to.
It's a big deal.
But I never thought back in the 70s that I would, as a taxpayer, be called upon to assist oil refiners. It just didn't make sense.
It doesn't add up, but it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, we have built the ethanol industry to the point where we are now exporting ethanol, and we have cut down the imports of oil, and we have accomplished what we wanted to accomplish. But now the refiners say, hey, we can't afford this, so all I have to do is think back to the 70s when $6 a gallon was the price on the gas pump.
And once Big O sits him down and has a strong talking to all parties involved to get this problem fixed.
Well, I'm going to try to. I doubt that I'll get it fixed, because when you've got big oil battling corn farmers across the country, I don't think big oil always plays fairly. I don't think some of the numbers they share with us are accurate numbers. So it's a one-man campaign on my part to, if your congressman is asked to vote on federal aid for oil refineries, don't come to me. I'm not going to help. So.
And I have one request of you.
Yes.
Tomorrow is the birthday of one Howard Wallace Lee. Howard Wallace Lee, Bob Collins.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yes. And
it's also the birthday of my son, and I think the birthday of George Ryan, our former governor.
How about that? Bang, bang, bang. Now, Here's the deal. You always lead us in a toast. Dave will find the hooch. Isn't tomorrow toast day?
I have the hooch. I won't be here.
Oh, that's right. You're going to be on your way to New York. We'll have to have somebody else do the hooch. He'll be on a plane.
Oh, right.
Possibly. But
I can't send it to you because I'm still in the desert.
So. Right. But we'll find some hooch and you'll lead us in a toast.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning.
I'll get the hooch from Dave.
Yeah, I can leave you guys with the hooch.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you for the hooch talk. Thanks, Al. We're back with Bill and Wendy next, 720 WGN.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
Bill and Wendy are here. How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Very good, Steve. Very good. Very good.
Very good?
Yeah.
What's so good about you?
Everything's good. Mm. Everything's coming up roses.
You're very springy today.
Yeah.
And you're winter
That's
white.
What it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it okay for him to wear white before?
It's winter white.
It's winter white.
Oh,
winter white's
okay.
Fine.
Quill
Wheaton.
Okay.
It's in the realm of cream.
Okay.
It's in the cream.
Excellent.
More like an oatmeal.
Yeah, it's an
Excellent.
Oatmeal cream blend.
Cream of wheat.
It's cream of wheat. Winter wheat.
Malto meal.
Cream of winter wheat.
Tell Bill what the text question of the day was.
Tim Gunn is selecting all my outfits.
The text question of the day was things men never say. I'd like to thank this audience because they killed it for four straight hours.
Those were great.
Really, tremendous stuff all morning long. We're going to take up things women never say tomorrow, but since men mostly curse, I think it'll be a tougher one to get on the air. We'll do that in the morning. I was trying to find the funniest one, but it's hard to choose. All right, you're up.